Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. Running just a little bit late. Sorry about that. But nonetheless, we are here and going live. All right, good to be here tonight. Welcome everybody. Sorry for the late notice. I am here and yeah, we got it. Praise God for that. All right. So, you're wondering where we were, we are here. Thank God, you're really good. All right. Praise the Lord. We are here. Just barely, but we are. All right. So, running. Running some more. And enjoying the ride, actually. Have fun. So hopefully you are here tonight ready for ministry, and we're going to be ministering to you for sure tonight. So open up your heart to that. Let God show you what he wants you to know, and what he wants you to do. And if you do that, that's the works of God. You're doing the works of God. Some people think doing the works of God is just simply, doing signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, those are works of God too. But you know the works of God are also things that you do that God tells you to do, no matter what that is, and then you get reward for those things. Yeah, it's really, really cool when you think about it. People just don't understand. I've never really, I think I've understood too much about it, had a revelation from God about it, but it really is true. If you start to understand that, works are what God tells you to do, not just coming up with something. So maybe you've been doing work for a long time and you just don't realize it. And it's something that maybe God wants to open you up to and show you in ways you've never known before or heard before. So the works of God, I guess we'll touch on that since that's what we're doing. The works of God are whatever God has you doing. The works of God could be standing still and see the salvation of the Lord. That could be the works of God. So when you start seeing that and you start realizing that, then it opens you up to, hey, I'm doing the works of God. How do I do the works of God? Whatever he tells you to do, right? We talked the other night about the straight and narrow path and what that means. It's not just, how many things you don't do anymore that you used to do that were bad, right? Thank God for that. And hopefully you've been totally delivered, but that's not it. That's cool. That's awesome. What a testimony. But the straight and narrow is walking straight in obedience to God. And obviously, God's trying to speak to us about that because it's getting run through my spirit right now. So some of you are thinking, can I do the works of God? Well, yes. In fact, you've been doing the works of God probably and don't realize it because his works are things he tells you to do. Now, if you're doing things on your own, then that's not really the works of God. That's your own works. You don't get a reward for that, right? You can wear yourself out doing a lot of good stuff. But until you start doing what God says, the straight and narrow path is also a place where you're out of all the extracurricular warfare. You're in a place where God is, you're close to God because you're in obedience to God. When you walk in obedience to God, you're in the straight and narrow. And in other words, the more you obey him, the more straight and the more narrow. And what that means is, really, I don't know about the faster you get where you're going, but the easier you get where you're going. And so, if you want your yoke, if you want your path to be, your yoke to be easy and your burden to be light, then you're going to realize that, it has to do with obedience to God. And some people think because they're doing a whole bunch of stuff, they think that that's going to get them there, somehow faster or whatever or easier. But really don't think it's there faster and easier as far as on time, perfectly on time, is the straight and narrow. In other words, exactly what God's telling you, doing it according to the pattern he gives you, whatever that is, according to, like we talked last night about Samson had a powerful anointing from God, and the straight and narrow for him was, you know, don't cut your hair, you know. And as long as he did that, basically, he was in the straight and narrow. And and Moses, when Moses, you know, struck the rock when he's supposed to speak to it, you know, he got out of the straight and narrow, and he got taken out. The devil didn't take him out. His impatience did, and his anger, because he didn't glorify God in the midst of people in front of the Lord. And God was very sensitive about that, obviously. So that's the straight and narrow. The straight and narrow, we're really going to get a hold of that. And the works of God, you say, how do you do the works of God? Well, one of the first works that happens to you and I is that you get born again. You get saved. And from that point on, every time you walk in obedience to God to do something, it's about doing, you step into a place of the works of God. All right? I haven't studied this. This just came out of my mouth right now, so maybe I can do a little something here. I don't know. We'll see. Somebody get something on that, let me know. I would love to hear it. Let me know about that. If God speaks to you about anything. So really, really cool. Okay, so the works of God, like tonight, let's say tonight. Tonight's giving night. And like you're giving tonight, and God's speaking to you about giving, and you're doing it, then you just did the works of God. You just did the works of God because you did something God wanted you to do. And that's where your rewards come from. Your rewards do not come from, just doing good things. You know, and I think we're repeating this a little bit because we need to think about this. There you go. All right. The works of God. How do I do the works of God? We're going to look that up right now. In fact, I've already looked at that, but tried to look at that. A lot of things going on Thursday night. So that's just here. Okay, give me a minute here. All right. What must I do the works of God? That's what we're looking at. All right. As you can tell, I'm doing my homework during class. That's what I'm doing. All right. Let's go to John 6:28. I haven't looked at this. I haven't really thought about it too much. All right, let's look at 6:28. Let's look at that in the New King James Version. So the New King James Version, John 6:28. Okay. Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves, and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you because the Father has set his seal on you. They said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Wow. Now, I honestly, I've read that in a long time. Wow, this is amazing. You know, here I'm opening up with this, it's coming out of my mouth, and so I know God needs, somebody needs to hear this tonight. And so this is a rhema word for somebody, because it's totally fresh. What must we do to do the works of God? So most of the time when we think of the works of God, I don't know about you, when I think of the works of God, I usually think about, signs, wonders, and miracles, you know, prophesying like a lion and doing all kinds of things. And the Lord says, you know, I can come on the show tonight. It's like, do the works of God. That caught my ear. I heard that. I went, oh, that's the Lord trying to say something. So how do we do the works of God? And then we realized, as I, you know, opened up and began to listen to the Lord, he said that doing the works of God is not what most people think it is. They think that if they're not doing signs, wonders, and miracles of some kind, you know, then they're not in the works of God. But look what Jesus said about doing the works. All right? Then they said to him, because he had, Jesus answered them, he's telling them all this stuff about the signs, because they saw the signs, they saw the miracles, and they're kind of stirred up. And of course, they're thinking about miracles, right? So they're thinking just like we think, because you read the scripture above that in verse 26, 27, that it's talking about the signs, because you saw the signs. Yeah, and so, you know, that's very interesting, because God's saying, when you obey him and you do what he says, this is how we open the show, when you obey him, do what he says, then whatever he says, whether he says walk down the street and get a bag of groceries for your neighbor, you know, or something even, quote, less than that, you know, whatever he tells you to do, he tells you to give some $5 to a poor person. That's not the works of God, because it's such a small amount. You know, it's not about the smallness of anything, friend. It is about your obedience to God. And when you do something that God tells you to do, or he's guiding you to do, and probably too many times you're guided and you don't even realize it, to do the things of God. And when you do, every time you do that, there's a reward for that. God rewards you. And there's different levels of reward, I think, for different things that we do, like, you know, I think there's ministries, the ministry rewards are maybe a little bit higher, because ministry people, you know, when they mess up, they get the greater condemnation, right? The greater judgment, or whatever you want to say. And so you have to realize that, you know, because of that, there's higher risk. So the higher the risk, I think the higher the reward, the greater the reward. So when you're living in a high risk realm, then the higher the reward you get. Just like in business, sometimes some of the people that really get extremely wealthy live in high risk quite a bit. It's hard to live with them because they live at high risk. They risk a lot. I watched a movie about Howard Hughes, and I don't know if you've ever seen those movies or documentaries about Howard Hughes, but he was a big risk taker. Sometimes he would be out of money trying to make a plane or build a plane or do a movie or do something, and he just did exceeding abundantly above, and this guy was about as heathen as you could get, but he was focused, to say the least. This guy was tremendously focused, and so his business, his financial advisor would come up to him and say, "Man, we're out of money. We're running out of money, and we don't have any." So he says, "Well, okay, what do we got? We can sell." He says, "Well, we got all these big airplanes over here." That you use for other things, he says, sell them all, or get a loan on them, or something. And he would risk. He said, and his financial advisor would tell him, you know, if you lose this money, you lose everything. He goes, just do it. That's what Howard Hughes would do, according to the documentary. So it's amazing sometimes the higher risk that you walk in, but you know also you have to when you walk in the higher risk realm. You have to be very, very focused. You have to be very, very patient and stubborn at the same time, if you will. Or you have to be very strong. Have a lot of courage, because the higher level you go into the higher works of God, whatever that is, the higher risk you're taking. In the higher risk that you take, the more courage that it takes. So it takes courage, and you have to be persistent. And, totally persistent. What's the other word that I'm looking for here? Tenacious. You have to be tenacious. Yeah. I've given words to one or two people in my lifetime about tenacious. Not very many, but so you have to be tenacious. And in order to be, you know, to walk at the high-risk level, you have to set your will set that no matter what goes on, I'm never going to give up. Howard Hughes had senators fighting him. They were crooked. They were trying to get him to do all kind, you know, do away with him because he was competition for some of their buddies that were paying him money in the Senate. And he would go to court, and you know, he was just so focused. He was so tenacious. He was so persistent, and so you know, just outright like a lion. And he would just stand up and just, you know, he was very smart. He wouldn't be in court. He wouldn't be disrespectful, but he would be very bold. Being bold and being disrespectful are two different things. Some people think being disrespectful, being bold, that's being stupid is what that is. But if you're being tenacious and you're going to be, you know, a terrible foe for the enemy to mess with, then, friend, you have to stand up with courage and respect, even respect of the enemy. I mean, we don't bow down to the enemy ever, but we do. But, you know, remember when God said to, who was it, people, they were calling Satan names, and he said, don't do that, you know. Don't talk about them like that, you know. In other words, there's a certain amount of respect and honor that you have for your enemies, just like when we have enemies, you know, like Hitler was an enemy. You respected him because if you disrespect them or you think that they're lower than they are, dumber than they are, then they outsmart you. So you have to have a matter of respect and honor in a sense, you know what I mean? Satan is a liar and a thief, and he's out to get you, out to destroy. But you have to understand, this is not some light little game we got going on. You can just say whatever you want to about the devil and say whatever you want to about whatever, whoever you want to talk about. You better watch your mouth, right? I better watch my mouth. You better watch your mouth. We better watch our mouth, because when you're not watching your mouth will get you in trouble if you're persistent with it. Because the enemy will defeat you with a persistent mouth. If you slip up here and there and you say something ugly about somebody, you know, that's not ever good. But when you're persistent and you pursue after them, when you pursue after somebody, then if they're living right with God, then you're probably being drawn into a trap that God's going to get you one way or the other. He'll trap you. You lose everything you have. You trap you. Got. If you're going after, if you're being pursuing after God's people, like Pharaoh pursued after Israel when they crossed the Red Sea, what happened? God used it to draw them in. And when they got drawn in, they got swallowed up. You know, I've seen some things like that, not literally, physically, but I've seen some things like that spiritually go on. And it's amazing. So you learn to walk in respect of the power of Pharaoh, the power of the giants, and know that it's not a game. It's not a, you just don't flippantly say whatever you want, because you could lose your head, you know. And so we learn not to mock higher levels of anything, right, in the higher level realm. So when you're going to walk in the higher level realm and do the works of God, you're going to have to walk with a lot of courage. You're going to have to be tenacious. You're going to have to be persistent. You're going to have to, you know, roar like a lion and be humble like a lamb. And all those things are vital to maintain that place of walking with God. And that takes time to learn all that. So anyway, how do we do that? We ended up going there. How did we get there? I don't know. We went all over the place. Let's go here and look at this. Oh, doing the works of God. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. I think I had it still up here. Yeah, to do the works of God. So you do the works of God at whatever, when you learn to do the little things, you know, or when you start obeying God, when you get saved, that's the first work that enters you into the works of God. If you're not saved, it doesn't matter what works you do. You can do all the giving you want, and the people that receive will be thankful. But as far as God goes, that's filthy rags. There's nothing good about it to God. The only thing good about God, good to God, is when you get born again and he makes you righteous by his blood and by his spirit. Then, from then on, when you obey him, and only when you obey him, little, big, whatever it is, you just start and get saved, you get saved, and you go out and you start doing things, God drawing you to do this and doing you to do that. Those are all the works of God. And then little by little, as you learn to dwell in that place where you're obeying God and walking in the straight and narrow, that your obedience isn't about how, quote, holy you are. So you need to be holy. You need to be righteous. That's because that can end up messing you up. But doing what God says and obeying him, it's where your works come in and your works get rewarded according to what he's guiding you to do, what he said. If you start doing something, it doesn't matter. Oh, I think I'm going to decide to go over here. I'm going to go over here and do this. They have a better business going on. They got more money coming in. I think I'm going to go over here and join this company. I'm going to join this ministry. I'm going to do this thing over here. I'm going to do that thing because they got bigger and better and badder. And you don't even know that they may be fixing to go down. And God may be fixing to raise up other places and take their place. And here you jump off, you know, jump off that business, that company, and they go to that big company, and all of a sudden that little company you were at and the person there was struggling at times, and all of a sudden they go down and the company you used to work for goes up. You know, we can't look at things. That's why obeying God and doing what the Lord says, no matter what it looks like on the outside, doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is, it's doing what God says. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Amen? And start doing what the Lord says. yeah, really, really cool. So we're talking about the works of God tonight. Totally off the cuff, totally spontaneous. Did not plan on going there at all. Well, some of you think that, well, I'm not like brother or sister so-and-so. They got a ministry. They got big business. They're serving Jesus, and they're doing all these big things for God. They're doing the miracles, signs, and wonders, all kinds of ways, and they're doing the works of God, and I'm just sitting over here doing nothing. No. Maybe that's why I'm talking about, that's why the Lord wants to talk about this, and I'm not sure. But you misunderstand, friend, that if when you're obeying God, no matter what level you're at, that's where you get tested at. Your biggest test is, will you obey God and learn how to walk in the straight and narrow of obedience to God? And the more you set it in your life and you set a pattern before God that, yeah, you're going to make mistakes, sometimes you're going to fail, but you set a pattern in your life. You set your heart to walk in obedience to God. And the more you do that, the more the rewards that you walk in. It's not just about rewards of money. But it's rewards of whatever you need, because the reward system that God gives you is to get you where you're supposed to go. The reward system God has for you, the things he rewards you with, isn't just a bunch of money. I mean, if you need money to get where you're going, then that's what it is. If you need favor with bankers or people or you know, whoever it is, then God's going to give you favor with them. You know, the rewards that when you obey God and God rewards you for the works you've done because you've obeyed him, then that reward system is built around providing for you information, revelation, finances, favor, whatever you need to get where God wants you into that straight and narrow path where you're walking in his purpose. See what I'm saying? So when you start understanding the reward system of God and how it happens, you're going to maybe you'll understand that the work that you do now, let's say you got saved today and you start loving Jesus and start reading the word and you know, and God tells you to go do something nice for somebody that you used to not like very well. The Lord says, I want you to forgive them. Go do something nice for them. And that's the work of God right there. You just did a work for God, a God work. Not your own work, but a God work, right? And so you go home and, man, I feel so good. And the Lord says, go mow the yard. And you go mow the yard. That's another work. And God just starts ka-ching, 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 rewards. What are the rewards for? Well, I'm not really interested in rewards, Brother Chairman. I'm just interested in loving Jesus. Well, that sounds really holy, but it ain't holy at all. Because the truth is that the reward system isn't about money. We got to get that off our heads. It's about getting you where God wants you to be, getting you where God wants you to go. And he's not going to reward you with your own works. It has to be doing the works of God, what he's guiding you, what he's leading you to do. And we see right here what Jesus said the works were. I mean, this makes perfect sense with what I got tonight. And they said to him, John 6, verse 28, they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Wow, believing in Jesus. You know, so believing in him means that, you know, when you believe in him and you get born again, then you keep believing in him. You keep trusting in him. You keep doing what he tells you to do. And that leads you into God. You know, you talk about the rewards. The reward system is all over the Bible. I'm not going to go through it right now because I'm not prepared for that. But the reward system of God, it's all over the Bible. And so, but here's what we need to understand, what the rewards are for, so you don't sit there and get that self-righteous thing going on, that twisted sister thing going on. Well, I don't really care about the rewards. I'm just interested in loving Jesus. You know, I've said that many times. I have said it many times. Because I didn't know. You know, it's like a lot of people don't know. But the truth is, the rewards are to get you to your purpose. So you think God doesn't want you to want the rewards? No, because the rewards are to provide for you revelation, understanding, know-how, the perceptions you have of who God is, so that you can walk in and start moving into the very thing, the very purpose for which God has designed you to walk in. Yeah, the gift of life he's given you has a purpose to it. How do you get there? You get there by obeying God. God rewards you for the works you have done for him, in him, by him, and through him. Therefore, those every reward you get, no matter what it is, it's to get you into that place of God's perfect will for your life. Amen? And along the way, of course, he's going to bless you with a house and home, give you a place to come and rest because you're working hard, right? When God has you, when Jesus said, I work when my Father works, and the God works a lot. But when you work when God works, it's a whole different thing, because when you work the works of God, you're working when God works. When you work when God works, God rewards you for those works. Amen. And he'll give you a house, he'll give you a home, he'll give you property, land, he'll give you children, he'll give you grandkids, he'll give you money, whatever you need to do it. And if he needs you to have vacation 3 times a year because you're working so hard for him, he's going to provide that for you. Whatever keeps you in the place of not getting too tired, that you lose your focus, because when you lose your focus is about the will of God. Yeah, and I did make a note today. I'm going to go back and see what this says. We're going to go back here. The food. Okay. I got this earlier, two, three, 4 hours ago. Jesus said, my meat or my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish the work. See, and that fits in. Now I'm seeing why we're going there, because I was going to share this next week, but this fits in right exactly. Thank you, Lord, for showing me this. Provision and meat are the same thing. Provision comes from doing the will of the Father. Wow. God, you're so good. Listen to this. The New Living Translation says, then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of the Father who sent me and for finishing the work. King James Version said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. So what are the rewards about? The rewards are to get you where you will finish the works of God. If that takes money, if that takes favor, if that takes, you know, whatever it takes, you know, the anointing, the miracles, whatever it takes to get that going on, when you obey God, that's why it's so important that you understand that your nourishment spiritually, emotionally, physically, even financially, that nourishes you and your food, the provision and food, provision and meat are the same thing, right? Give us this day our daily bread. We can take bread and say that's money. If you need money, to do something, build a building or do whatever you got to do, that provision, that meat comes from doing the Father's will. Not anything else. Nothing else. Interesting. Very good message, Lord. Thank you for that. That was really cool. So you pat yourself on the back when you preach good. Hey, you know what? I just don't know where I'm going most of the time with some of this stuff, and it's just the grace of God that we get there. So I pat Jesus on the back, and maybe I pat myself on the back a little bit. I don't know. But I've just, you know, I used to not pat myself on the back at all, like not in front of people, but go, you know, good job, Chandler. You should have said, man, you could have done it better than that. Now I do a little more patting myself on the back, like, okay, doing pretty good, doing a lot better, keep going, right? You pat yourself on the back like that, friend, it's okay. It's patting on the back, just depends on what it is. All right. I got all kinds of things I want to share with you, and I got all kinds of revelations today. I did. I mean, I got so many different kinds of revelation. that is really, really cool. So I want to share that with you guys as we go along here. Yeah, I didn't have a show, so I can't believe I forgot to remind myself today to set up a show, so I ran a little bit late getting in, and when I got on the show, it was already like, you don't have a show set up. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get it going on. All right, so we did. All right. Okay, let's go here. I'm registering people if they give tonight. People give tonight for the show. Depending on their time zone. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for everything God has you do. I'm gonna be it here again. Like, let me kind of take a second here and do some of this. Let these offense come in. Register them. Okay. Oh. Okay. I'm going to kick in here and do all kinds of things. Thank you. Being friend of PGN and doing what God tells you to do, whatever that is. And he will reward you with what you need to get where you're going. That was a cool revelation. If I talked about that before, I don't remember talking about that before. If I have, I think I've had that thought before, but not exactly like that. I think it's pretty new, actually. That's pretty bad when you have to, hey, have I talked about that before? I don't think so. Maybe around it a little bit, but not exactly on that. I just love Revelation. Y'all love Revelation? I don't know about that. I just love Revelation. Heard from Sally this week. Sally from UK sent me a little note. Had a lot of great things to say. Growing. You can just tell the growth with Sally from UK. You know, sometimes we have growing spurts and just grow and go through things. And the growth I see with her is really cool. So grateful to God for what he does with his people. It's so amazing. The beauty of how he does it. It's so unique with every person. It's unbelievable how gracious God is, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. So if you're giving tonight, thank you so much for that. We may share a little bit more revelation. I may start praying. We may take communion here real quick and go from there. We'll kind of see what goes on. But, all right. Okay. All right. Let's see if anything else I want to share tonight before I go into praying over offering. That did fit right in with that message. I can't believe that. That's really amazing, really cool. Okay. I think I'll just... I got a lot I want to talk about. I'm going to pass on some of that tonight. I was getting ready to take communion. If you don't have your communion with you, you can grab it. Do that together. And let's believe God for your miracle tonight, whatever miracle you need. Some of you need a miracle in your finances. Some of you need a miracle in your body. Some of you need some extra provision for, things you got going on. And so we're going to believe with you for that. That's what really communion is about. It's about the provision of the Lord. I think most of us know that by now. It's about the provision God has for us. So really, really cool. Let's get our communion out. Give me a minute there to do that. that communion is really about the provision of the Father. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, he was providing, restoring back everything that we need, whether it's your money, your health, your sins, whatever the thing is. It's about that provision for that. Everything the curse has messed up, the blessing of God is going to restore that. And through the cross of Calvary. Go here and 1 Corinthians. Not 1 Chronicles, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11. We're moving along really well now this week. We moved along well on the getting the PGN family reward system through the market, trying to set up on that. We found out this week what we need to do. And so I'll tell you more about that later. That was kind of finalized today. And so I'm thankful for that. Also, maybe a little bit more information, but we know what we have to do now. We know how to do it. And there's a couple of ways to do it, actually. And so pray for us that we'll use, you know, the best one, the right one, whatever God wants us to do, that we will do that and do it correctly for the future. And it's been months, right? It seems like it's been months. It's been many weeks. I thought we'd have it done a long time ago, honest to God. I really did, and today I got a call about, I don't know, 3:30, something like that, 3:30, and kind of finished up the confirming information of what we need to do, and very, very cool. It's very. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm learning how to be more patient with stuff. I think it's all going to happen in, you know, a couple of weeks now, and oh my goodness, just you know, and we got time. I want to talk about pretty soon here about the revelation I got a few weekends ago that I told you about the market. And it won't reveal what I got because I can't reveal that yet, but I can tell you that it's about when the U.S. is going to basically pass the baton to Europe. How it's going to happen, I don't know. It could be at first do things with China and Russia, but none of that matters. It's the thing that's going to happen. This is what God showed me: is the European thing. It's going to be transferred to Europe, and I don't have the details on what that's going to look like exactly, except that it's going to happen, and He showed me when. And when that happens, it's not going to be the end of everything. It's not the second coming. It's not the I don't have a day on the beginning of the tribulation. I don't have a day on that. But I do know that the next step is for Europe to take the baton, and the U.S., you know, you can tell everything is going through Biden, weakening America. And it's all a strategy, friend. It looks like it's not, it looks like it's kind of out of control, but there's a strategy behind all that. There's a strategy behind all the things that makes it look out of control. Why do you think they're doing that? Well, we're going to talk about that soon. And it's strategy. You have to see that these people are not, oh, my gosh, look what we did over here. Oh, that wasn't by accident. No, it wasn't. It wasn't by accident. It's not by accident. Now, not everything goes perfectly now the way they think, because they don't always know exactly, you know, the day and the hour, like the coming of the Son of Christ, the Son of God. They don't know the exact day and hour that things are going to transfer over. But they work a thing, and there's a strategy to Biden being there, believe it or not. And some of you, if you don't understand the strategy, you're going to freak out. You're going to be like, oh, my God, look at Biden. He's so whatever. Whatever you say about him, I don't really know what you're going to say about him. But you have to understand it's a strategy. Y'all think there's not strategy going on with all this stuff? Think this just kind of like blowing in the wind somewhere and all of a sudden it got out of control? And, oh, my God. No, God told us about Biden. You know, even though it was just one person, basically, you know, it was like, you know, there was a reason for that. And God wanted us to know that he was talking about it. was letting us know about it so that we don't totally freak out, right? So, yeah, you got to get a hold of this thing, friend. You got to quit freaking out. Quit freaking out. Easier to say than done, and it is. And I feel for you, and I feel with you, believe me. Because if I didn't know, I'd be probably flipping out a little bit myself. But I'm very, you know, I can see why Jesus laid his head on the pillow, went to sleep right in the middle of the storm. Because when you know what's going to go on, you know you're going to make it to the other side, that all everything else is just a strategy to kind of get everybody stirred up, like the disciples. Oh, my God, Randy, we're going down. We're all going down. It's all going to hell in a handbasket, man. Can't you see what's going on? And they wake me up from my pillow of sleeping because God, I already know where we're going. And I go, okay, so the strategy's freaking out the disciples. Let me step up here in the name of Jesus and by the grace of God and say, peace, be still, you know. Okay. And the only reason I can do that is because Christ in me shows me what's going to happen. And when you know what's going to happen, and you've already been proven over and over again, and with, at least within me, that when he speaks and you watch it happen miraculously, I mean, what's there to freak out about? It's like the disciples didn't know that they were going to make it to the other side. We could preach on this. I may start preaching on this right now. I don't know. The disciples didn't know where they were going. They were going to cast out, and they were going to a major situation of casting out the devil out of a demon-possessed person. Now, think about that. I'm going to talk about that in the future. And Jesus knew that they were going to make it. He already knew what was going to happen. He knew that devil was coming out. He knew what was going to go on. You know, he knew the storm was coming. He knew the whole thing. And in his mind, it's like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep while the storm rages. But the disciples who don't see and don't know are up there going, oh, my God, we're going down. Oh, don't you care, Randy? Don't you care, Jesus? Those voices are horrible. Don't you care, Jesus, that we're all going to die? It's not funny. It's not funny. But it's funny to me. I'm sorry. If that offends you tonight, it's not funny. I mean, literally, y'all, if you knew what I hear sometimes, I don't know if you'd laugh or not, but it's not funny that they're freaking out. It's just funny because, you know, it's already in the Bible, and when you already know where you're going, you know, and I've been accused of all kinds of things. It's amazing. He just thinks he knows. He thinks he knows stuff that nobody else knows. That may be true. I don't know. Obviously, it looks like it. I hope not, but my gosh, I can't help it. Don't blame me. You know, I didn't do anything. It's not my fault. Don't blame the servant of God, you know. I'm just one among, well, we could use some more, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, they were crying out, my God, we're all going to die, Jesus. Don't you even care? Randy just doesn't care. Look at him. He's sitting back there laughing. He don't care. He's sleeping on the pillow, man's pillow, dreaming dreams and giggling and laughing about it. It's not that, friend. It's just that when you know where you're going, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry. Y'all haven't seen it, some of you. Some of you, maybe you're trying to see it. You want to see it. Maybe some of you have seen it. I don't know. don't play me. I have nothing to do with it. God opens my eyes. It's not because I'm smart. Are you kidding me? I'd be freaking out just like everybody else, and that's no bull. So you get up once in a while, calm the storm a little bit, so we can, you know, then all of a sudden they would be at the other side, like, okay, you know, Jesus knew we were going to make it, you know. If he shows you you're going to make it, then that's Jesus showing you can make it. And when Jesus shows you're going to make it, you sleep right through the storm, friend. You do. You sleep right through it. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know what's going on. And some things, you know. But the way I feel about all this is just, how can you be so lighthearted and so, oh, my God. I mean, people are telling me, literally people are telling me this, that since all this coronavirus stuff and everything, you know, started going on, they're just like, they're really stressed out. And there has been some stressing moments, and I'm not saying that I haven't been stressed. I get more stressed about not hearing from the Lord about what's going on. That's what I get stressed out about. Because that's my finisher job, and that's what you get paid for, so to speak. I don't get paid by you guys. But the Lord pays me, or he rewards me, right? I feel the stress of, like, God, how come you're not talking to me about this? And the next, that very same day, it's happened before. That very same day, well, it's going to be a head-on collision in the market today, Randy, the Dow Jones. I go, oh, my gosh. And, you know, we come on the show and talk about it, and sure enough, the next day, boom. And then people get mad because you knew about it. You know, like, it's just crazy. You can't, I don't know, you don't get, it's fun, but it's not fun if you can't learn to enjoy it. All right, let's lift up our, lift the body of Jesus and take some, eat some bread. And partake of the Lord Jesus. I want you to focus tonight on his bread is the will of the Father. Jesus said, my meat or my food is the will of the Father. And when we take communion, Jesus provided his body for us and his very blood. Oh, dear Jesus, thank you for your blood, Lamb of God. Thank you that you gave us your body and your blood, your meat. We eat the meat of Jesus. When we eat his bread, we're actually eating meat. Bread and meat are the same thing, because it's the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? Yeshua, Jesus. That's the will of the Father. Jesus is the will of the Father, y'all. That's what makes him so powerful, is he is the will of the Father. Lift up this bread, Lord. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That's the Lord Jesus on the same night. The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, knowing he was going to be betrayed. Took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Amen. Do it. And remember of me as Lord. Eat your body now, God. Lift up the cup tonight, Jesus. We thank you for the cup that we can drink. Your precious, forgiving, washing, cleansing blood. The life is in the blood. When you drink his blood, friend, you're drinking his life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You're drinking the life. What's in the blood? The life. His life, his will. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Let's drink, friends. Hallelujah. 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 Precious, precious Jesus. Precious Lamb of God. We eat tonight, Father, but we want to eat you, Jesus. When we eat you, we get our eyes open to you, and you are everything that we need. You are everything we need tonight, Jesus. Your body is the Word. We eat your Word. We digest your Word. The Word feeds our body's life. I speak over those. I know someone has a heart situation going on, a heart valve. In Jesus' name, I speak over you. You know who you are. In the name of Jesus, I speak a life over you. I speak blessing over you. I speak Jesus over you. I speak life over the valves of your heart. I speak life. Life. Abundant life. Fix it, God. Heal it. Make it whole in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Repair all the damage. Make it brand spanking new, Jesus. But if you have a heart condition, any kind of thing with the heart, heart murmurs, heart, whatever rhythmic situation, or you have a loved one that does, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree over your heart that you are healed right now by the power of the body of Jesus. Jesus Christ. in the name of Jesus. I command that your veins, your auricular. I got the word auricular veins. My internet's a little slow tonight. No wonder it was slow. Thank you, Jesus. There's a auricular situation. I'm getting a word on that right now. Is that a spider vein treatment? Varicose vein. I think I have a little bit of varicose in my leg, not very much, but auricular. In Jesus' name, I speak over the veins tonight. I speak over blood veins, blood vessels, to be made cleaned out, to be made pure, to be made clean, to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, I speak over heart conditions of any kind, heart valve, blood vessels, the auricular, in Jesus' name. I pray over that tonight, Father, and I thank you in Jesus' name that you open up the healing that's needed right now in the name of Jesus. Open up and clear out so the blood can flow all the way through the body in Jesus' name, all the way through the body. In the name of Jesus, open up, God. Open up the fountain of life. Open up the fountain of healing. Open up the fountain of miracles. Open up the fountain of miracles of all kinds. Whatever miracle you need, friend, whether you need several miracles, whether you need several blessings, whatever those things are, we declare because of the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, you have access to the covenant of Christ. And I feel the anointing right now. Something's going on. Somebody's being healed in your stomach area. You have an upper stomach area in your right below your ribcage. Your upper stomach area, I can feel something going on right there. It's a little bit heating with something going on right there in Jesus' name. Touch that. Could be ulcers. I'm not sure what that is exactly. Damage, but I feel God feeling it right now in Jesus' name. The veins popping in your head, in Jesus' name, command those veins to be made normal. I could speak to your blood pressure. In Jesus' name, blood pressure issues to be healed right now in the name of Christ, because as the blood goes through your body and the bread, the body of Jesus goes through your body, that it heals and patches and repairs, fixes up, makes new your body in the name of Jesus. Let it be done right now, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let it be done unto us according to your will. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, right now in Jesus' name. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. And I speak forgiveness of sins tonight, God. Those who are struggling with sins that are messing with you, in Jesus' name, I speak forgiveness of sin over your life right now by the power of Jesus. Forgiveness of sin. Your sins are forgiven you. You've been asking the Lord to do it. You haven't felt like you're forgiven. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you are worthy because of his blood. You are worthy because of his grace. You are worthy because of his body. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Somebody's in the middle of an examination. And don't fear, because God's got everything under control. It's all going to be taken care of, in Jesus' name. A lot of fear is just that. It's fear. It's not real. F-E-A-R. Somebody said that very powerfully. Fear is F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. In Jesus' name, let it be done, Father, right now, by the power of God. Let deliverance come. Let deliverance be. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, I speak to the prisoners to be set free tonight. In the name of Jesus, let the prisoners be set free tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let deliverance begin in the house of God in the name of Jesus. And I cast out devils. I command devils to come out in Jesus' name. Tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Tormenting spirit. Tormenting from witchcraft. Tormenting from voodoo. Torment from people that have been in unforgiveness. You've been being tormented by oppression because of your unforgiveness. I speak that you are forgiven of that in the name of Jesus. And that torment must leave you now. In the name of Jesus, that torment must leave you. I feel somebody, the right side of their neck, on the right side of their neck, kind of around the shoulder, the shoulder area right there, the shoulder blade, that, you know, in the lower part of your neck, in the neck, something being, a yoke is falling off you right now in the name of Jesus, a yoke. Yeah. And that burden, yeah, the guilt and shame in Jesus' name is being cleansed and washed off you and broken off you right now. Every mind-bending spirit, in Jesus' name, I command mind-bending spirits to be broken off your head, off your brain, off your mind, headaches to be gone, oppression to be gone, lying devils, lying spirits to be gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May God maneuver you into a place, a position of a high calling in Christ Jesus, that you answer your high calling in Christ, that you don't neglect it, reject it because you think you're not worthy. In Jesus' name, God will make you worthy. He will make you, he will draw you into his righteousness. He will draw you into his glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, let it be done right now. In Jesus' name. Forgiveness of sin. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it be done right now by the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. If you want to give tonight, you can go to ask if you can't get on the link. Send me the text me at 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719, and I will text you the link for giving for the website. The website has been restored. You know, we had a lot of trouble with the website not long ago, and ours got messed up a little bit too, so we've got it back on there. Everything's good. But you might need the link because the link has changed a little bit, so make sure and text me and let me know, and I'll send you the link if you want it, if you need it. All right? Okay. Yep. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's start praying over offerings tonight. And like I said, if you need that link, make sure and text me at 214-505-8719. You can give $1. You can give 50 cents. You can give $50,000 if you want to. We'll just take it all. Whatever God wants to bless us with, bless the ministry with, it goes to the ministry. Yeah. So praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Let me double check here. Any email, text, anything? All right. Verticular pertaining to the verticular, the lower chambers of the heart. Oh, okay. You know, I think we finally got this right. Jeannie, thank you. All right. She even told me, you're not saying it right. I love it. I love it. I love this stuff, man. That would be verticular. Thank you. Jeannie, I didn't see that. I just saw that. That is awesome. Thank you. Okay, I got it. Ventricular. I think I said it right then. Pertaining to the ventricles, the lower chambers of the heart, as in ventricular fibrillation, and ventricular. All right, did I do that good? I'm doing better. Somebody give me a high five or something like that. The lower levels of the heart. Very interesting. So if that's you tonight, thank God. Someone's paying attention and helping us there. She gives me the thumbs up, so she heard that. I was making sure she knew that I got that. I just now got that. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. So that was a word of knowledge. I didn't even know what it was. I tried to Google it. Thank God Jeannie jumped on that because I was trying to Google it and I couldn't really find what I was looking for. You know, like we were talking about the heart and all of a sudden I got the word ventricular. And then, you know, I tried to Google it and it was giving me some other stuff, which I didn't even really want to read because I didn't think it was the right thing. And all the whole time, Jeannie had it right there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so whoever's having a problem with that, an issue with that, and maybe you're having an issue with that and you don't know it, maybe you're feeling pain in your heart, because I just got a word of knowledge about that, and we're a friend of ours, a CGN friend, who had a little bit of leakage in one of their valves, and so we're praying in miraculous intervention for that, and I don't know if this has to do with that or not, but it's amazing I got that word while we're talking about heart, so that has to be right. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, amen. Wow, we'd ask you to turn that around, God, to bless that, to see a documented miracle. I don't say anything. That's not for saying it. That's the Lord saying this is going to be a documented miracle. And whoever this is, maybe you don't know it right now. I'm not sure. Maybe you're having tests. I'm not sure. Maybe this will show up in the test. You're going to go, wow, thank you, doctor, but I've already been healed of that in Christ's name. All right, you've got to work on knowledge. Jesus already touched me. Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Very, very, very cool. All right, so let's do the next thing here. Let's start praying over. I'm trying to get there. Okay. Y'all give me just a minute here and then look at this one. Thank you. All right. Okay. Carmen says, let's look at Carmen's word here. Carmen's saying, my grandson, David, also has a problem with heart valves. Okay. Had two heart surgeries. Oh, okay. Carmen, her grandson, David. Hi, Carmen. I got you. Wow. All right. Yeah, so there's something going on with the heart tonight. I felt a real annoying. I went off somewhere when I started praying for that heart thing. I literally drifted somewhere in the spirit. Yeah, I drifted somewhere. I could tell when I came back, I'm like going, whoa, that was cool. Where did I go? I don't know, but it was cool. So, yeah, something's going on with somebody. Somebody's heart's being restored, and you're going to feel a flushing in your brain, like a clarity, strength in your thinking. Amen. Because, you know, when your heart's having issues, man, I mean, that's the pump that pumps the blood, and the blood has everything in it, you know, like oxygen and, you know, light. And if that's not getting there good, then it causes everything else to be slow. So if somebody's about to get a little speed job going on there, it's going to speed things up a little bit. Yes, it is. The third Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right. Awesome. We did it. We did it. We did it. Thank you, Jeannie, and thank you, Carmen, for bringing that up. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 All right. Man, I'm just getting... I drifted off. Literally, when we pray to start praying for the heart thing, the reason I knew it was powerful and something was going on because I literally drifted off and then came back. Yeah. So if you notice, I don't know if you know if there's a span of time or not. I couldn't tell, but if I was gone for a little bit, for a few seconds or something, or a minute, I don't think that happened, but it did. I was dripping in the spirit. That's all I can tell you. And it was cool. Really, really cool. All right, Danette, $1. Thank you, Danette. We bless you, Danette, in Jesus' name. God, just increase her, God. Increase her mainly in your will. Increasing your money is a cool, man, really cool. But increasing her in your will, God. God, give her strength. Give her your food. Let her eat the food that she needs. You need to eat the food. God wants you to eat the food that you need, not just physical food, although that's always great, to eat right physically, but to eat right, spiritually, to eat the food. Spiritual food is, Jesus said, my meat or my strength or my provision, my nourishment is to do the will of the Father. So nourishment means, you know, like your heart, when your heart's healthy, it nourishes your body. Right? When your body's healthy, it's nourished. It's being nourished. And so I thank you, Lord, for showing Danette what food you want her to eat. Spiritual food. Make sure you're eating good, healthy spiritual food. I'm sure you are, but just, you know, get the food that belongs to you, the food that has to do with where you're going and what your purpose is and what's up with you. Because if you're not doing that, then, you're not going to be going where God wants you to go. You need to get the food. Like if you need the prophetic information, if that's where God wants you to get your food, more like sometimes people come into the show and become part of PGN and they eat and they grow and then they move on a little bit, you know. Or some people are born to be prophetic in the prophetic realm, part of what we're doing. But sometimes if you need prophetic food, the style, the kind, the flavor of the prophetic food, the five-course meal, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and when you need the prophet food, you need the prophet food. If you're not getting the prophet food and you need it, you're not going to grow in some areas of your life, you know, some areas of your life. So God, teach her, show her, move her, bless her, and let the provision realm be made known to her, provision for everything she needs, her meat, her food, her nourishment, her money, in Jesus' name, the will of the Father. All right, Andrea, $5. Thank you, Andrea. In Jesus' name, we just bless Andrea tonight, God. We thank you for confirming and conforming, that she's being confirmed and conformed. It's like God is confirming you. He wants to confirm you in his love, into the school of God. God's putting you into a whole level. I don't know if you just graduated to another level of school or something. But it's like learning at another level, learning. It doesn't mean you know everything, right? You don't go from the third grade to the fourth grade thinking, I already know the fourth grade. I already got it all known. I don't have to, you know. No, you're there to learn something new. And so God's graduating to a new place of learning. And if you pass that grade, you move on to the next grade, right? Yeah. So same thing with me all the time. And when I go from the fifth grade to the sixth grade, the sixth grade has new things for me, things that I thought I knew already. I found out maybe I didn't really know as well as I thought it is. Because that's what growing is, ever learning and coming to the knowledge of the truth, and then you're not growing, right? And so I know it's like you're being graduated into a whole other level. And congratulations, that's awesome. So you must have been doing something right, guys, because it's time to move forward in some new ways. And so God is doing it with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, in Jesus' name. And, delivering the goods to her, Father, opening up the goods realm, the realm of goods, that you're good, that God is a good God, and explain to her all the different ways that you're good. You're good in many different ways, and you're going to show her what those ways are in Jesus' name, and there are many of them. So the good ways of God. Hallelujah. All right, Angela Lenham, our car friend. It's in the car business. $7.77. Thank you, Angela. Angela had a great testimony that you heard about. She came on Wednesday night. I wanted her to come on and share real quick, so she did. And we ministered to her, I think, Tuesday night. And the word was about having a giving spirit. You know, when you do things for people, you do it in a giving spirit, not in a, you know, you owe me when I get through, you know, praying for you or blessing you or, you know, doing something good for you. You owe me. That's what a giving spirit is. You just give to give. You don't hold people in obligation, you know, all that kind of thing. And I ministered that to her, right? I said, this is the spirit of God's giving you, blah, blah, blah. So she comes on, she says, yeah, her boss was like that, a real giving person, really helped out people in the car industry. And so we got through by the end of the night, by the end of the word, I gave her this word that, you know, about Jesus blessing, lifting up the bread to God, blessing the bread, breaking it, and giving it out, and that her company was going to begin to increase and multiply. And, you know, because of that. And so she said the very next day, I said, take a scripture, take something, you know, that has something about multiplying the bread with you, have it open on your desk there or something, write it out or something like that, and just get it there where it's kind of out in the open to her. And you know, so she did that. And she said right away, as far as I know, she said, right away, I believe she said, a phone call came in, and a major thing happened in with the car. And then another phone call came in after that. And so it was kind of like two things that were, you know, kind of unusual, but happened, you know, right away. She was very excited about it. So so thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing with Angela. Thank you, God, for how you're showing her how to increase and multiply, and how you can literally cause favor to come by lifting up the bread, breaking it, blessing it, breaking it, and giving it out, and having a giving spirit, and how that got to come back to her in favor, the favor of God. So thank you, Jesus, for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, for increasing her and multiplying her in Jesus' name. And show her how to keep it going on. You know, show her how to keep on giving the bread away, you know, having that giving spirit when she gives away her time to somebody and just opens up a door for somebody for whatever they're having a hard time getting through it. She helps them, a kind word, whatever the thing. Give some a dollar to somebody or give something to PGN, whatever she does. God, that you will, that the giving spirit she has, God, will cause that to come back to her in Jesus' name in many different ways. And in Jesus' name, and let it be done, Father, 100-fold. Let her walk into 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Angela Joy, $8.88. You know, Angela L., look at this. Angela Lanham gave 777. Angela Joy gives 888. She was the very next giver, 888. And then Tanisha, after that, gives 991. That's, you know, I don't know. There's something about all that. We'll get that here in a second. But thank you, Jesus, Father, for Angela Joy, God. We thank you, Lord, for that 888, God. For just like, you know, I know what 8 means. 8 means new creation. We just thank you, Lord, for the new creation that you're bringing about with her. We thank you, Lord, for the renewal that you're renewing her. Renewing her strength as she's waiting on the Lord, that she will mount up with wings as eagles, enter into that place. Let's read the scripture. Mount up with wings as eagles. Mount up. All right. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord, I like that. That's a little bit different version, New International Version. But those who hope in the Lord, Angela Joy, will renew their strength. Okay, let's stop right there. To renew their strength, because that's kind of the word I was getting with, like, renewal. And then I heard, and I caught that thing about the wing. Let me take a little water here in a second. All right, so renewal. So renew means a lot of different things. Renew, let's look up the word renew. I'm going to take a minute here and do this one. You guys don't mind. Reaffirm. That's the word I was looking for, reaffirm. Resume, return to, pick it up again, take up again, come back to, reopen, begin again, start again, restart, recommence, continue with, carry on with, proceed with, reestablish. Also, the word to reaffirm, like God's reaffirming you. Hela para beka shoka. Reassert, confirm, repeat, reiterate, restate, say again, iterate, you know. Ingeminate? Where ingeminate? I don't know what ingeminate means. All right, very cool. Revive. Yeah, so that's what God's doing. And thank you, Jesus, for that. He's doing that
those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Remember when Israel came out of Egypt, it said they came out on eagle's wings. That's not America, by the way. It has nothing to do with America, with the wings of eagles. They will soar on wings like eagles. And so I thank you, Lord, for her wings, God, for letting her wings begin to be, you know, spread out. Hallelujah. Spread out and catch the wind. Renew, confirm, reaffirm her. They will soar. She will soar on the wing. I loosen her wings. Shake them loose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Open that up, God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go back to that. All right. I'm just prophesying. When I'm saying something, it's not like I'm saying something you're going to get $50 from, you know, Dunkin' Donut when you go get a donut or something. Well, did I say donut? I didn't mean donut. Although I said donuts. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you get a donut, and they give you $50 back. Like, I don't know why I'm getting this $50 thing. You know, I'm not talking about just like that kind of thing only, but I'm talking about, you know, reaffirming you, confirming you, restore like wings, soar on wings like eagles, and God is going to, you know, confirm you, reaffirm you, and going to spread your wings and shake your wings loose and feel the wind in your feathers, so to speak. And your wings are your, you know, the things that you catch the Spirit with. You catch the Spirit of God with your wings. And then, because your wings cause you to be lifted up, they will run and not grow weary. So God's going to show you how to run the race and not grow weary. Not that you don't get tired, not that you don't get, you know, whatever, but the growing weary is a whole different thing. They will walk and not faint. God's showing you how to live in that place where you don't faint. You know, even Jesus got tired. We talked about that earlier where he slept on the pillow when he was tired, you know, and the storm was raging. Yeah, so, yeah. And Angel Joy says, praise Jesus. Amen. Yeah, so when I'm prophesying this to you, it's like I'm just, you know, I'm not saying you're going to have a particular thing going. It's prophesying to you what the Spirit of God is saying here. That may sound really spiritual, but it's not real, may not seem practical, but it is prophesying the wind, like God's having me. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Angela, this is like the Lord is saying. He told the prophet in the Old Testament. Who was it? Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel? I think it was Ezekiel. He said, prophesy to the wind, prophet of God. Prophesy to the wind. You know, well, how can you go sailing or go, you know, soaring on eagle's wings? The soar, you have to have a wind, you know, to a certain degree. And so, you know, you can soar. Somebody's trying to call me. I don't even know who it is because I can't see it. But all right, so there you go. So that's what's happening. They will run. So I'm prophesying into you the strength. I'm prophesying the wind to blow in Jesus' name. And God, show you how to catch the wind with your wings. And run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let it be done, Father. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Let it be done, in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that. And there's always, thank Tanisha, $9.91. Thank you, Tanisha. We have 777s and 888s and 991. I love it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this new vision. God, I'm giving Tanisha a new vision. It's like I see your vision being, you know, renewed. Your vision being renewed and restored. Your vision being strengthened. Like tonight when I was talking about, you know, having to be tenacious. When I heard the word tenacious, the first thing I thought about was Tanisha. You know, I mean, I remember giving you a word about that. You know, a few years ago, that tenacious Tanisha, remember that? And so it's like, you know, so I was given it, that I was revelating and prophesying tonight before we did all this stuff. But I used the word, you have to be tenacious. You have to be courageous. The higher level you go, the more warfare you have, the different kinds of warfare that you have. And sometimes it's just about being tenacious. So I'm going to remind you of that, tenacious tonight. Tenacious, Tanisha. Oh, don't lose that. Don't lose that, girl, and let it be God's tenaciousness in you. We can have our own tenaciousness, and that helps. But God giving you his tenacious, the spirit of tenacious. Let me look at that word again. All right. I'm going to look this up, and I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to remind you of this or something. Tending to keep a firm hold on something, clinging or adhering closely, a tenacious grip. Tenacious, tenacia, not readily relinquishing a position, principle, course of action, determined. You're tenacious, and you get at the truth. Yeah, that's an example of you. You can look it up if you want. The meaning of tenacious, and it says in the second round, it says there, you're tenacious, and you get at the truth. Whoa. That speaks volumes, I think. Persisting in existence, not easily dispelled. A tenacious local legend. I think God's just kind of breathing that back into your being again. Tending to keep a firm hold on something, clinging or adhering closely. A tenacious grip. I'm going to call it the Tanisha grip. All right? So, you know, what I'm seeing with that, what I thought about when I read that part of that, keeping a firm hold on something, clinging or adhering too closely, was when Jacob was wrestling with the angel. Oh, my God, tenacious. Tenacious. Are you hearing this? I don't know if you're listening to this right now or not, but that tenacious spirit, wow, where Jacob was wrestling with the angel, and he wouldn't let go. He hung on and clung on to the angel, saying, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Woo! Jesus, kisakalao, savata. Whoa, clinging to, tenacious, Tanisha, wrestling with that angel for the blessing. I mean, my God, man, there's something about that girl. Yeah. Wow. All right. Terrence has an offering down there later on, and I didn't put them together for that. Maybe she's listening to this. Maybe she's not. But either way, wrestling with that angel for that blessing, not letting go. He's a blessing. That's awesome. All right, Shalanda, $10. Thank you, Shalanda. Like, I see God giving you some padding, like, you know, like sometimes when we get into a warfare in a battle, sometimes he has to pad us, like put on padding. Like when you go skating, you know, you put knee pads on and elbow pads, you know, a helmet, that kind of thing. It's like I see God, you know, giving you some padding so that when you get, you know, go out and start in doing things, and sometimes it's a little rough. You know, God sending in some areas that are a little bit rougher than usual, that you find yourself, you know, needing that padding. So so I see your body being padded with things, so that you're still getting hit with the same thing, still getting through some rough times, but it's not affecting you as like it did. Like you don't come up with broken bones and deep cuts, but you just come up with a little bit of like, oh wow, that was something, and you just kind of come through it and go, wow, you know. And I see God doing it with you. It's showing you how to be padded. God's padding you. he's giving you some padding. Hallelujah. Shalanda. So I thank you, Jesus, for that right now. By the power of God. By the power of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. Sometimes it just gets rough, man. I mean, sometimes things just get rough. And we need some padding. Having a, you know, you get in a car accident and and the bag comes out and stops you from, you know, having head injuries and that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's like God is, you know, giving you some sort of padding and protection so that when you get go through the same things you've gone through before, they don't wound you, they don't hurt you. You get knocked around a little bit, but you don't come out hurt and wounded. Wow, that's protection. That's God's protection showing you how to, yeah, amen. All right, Latoria, $10 from Texas, our friend Barbara's daughter. Thank you, Jesus. I remember giving Latoria was graduating from school. It's been 2 years ago. We were at our first studio, our, other than the house studio with us, first studio we had outside the house. And I remember, never forget it. It was, I prophesied over her $10 that she gave, and it's like, I said, I see your whole school debt being paid. Well, that was a big word because she'd been in school for a while. I don't know anything about her school debt. And sure enough, 4 days later, somebody paid for all of her school debt. She said it was the price of a new Mercedes, or whatever that is. I don't know. It's taken off just like that. Yeah, and you know, that was amazing, man. Amazing. So, Lord, I thank you for blessing Latoria, God. I thank you for reminding her of that. When we take communion, we do this in remembrance. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to eat this $10 together, this blessing together in Jesus' name. We eat this together. We partake of this, God. You're offering her offering to you. We partake of this. We eat that. And we remember the financial blessing, God, in Jesus' name. That one night when that happened, did you bring that to her remembrance, God, in Jesus' name, and bring her to that place of blessing, Father, in the name of the Lord, and to recapture the things that she needs to capture, to recapture them, and to reopen the doors to recapture those things that she needs to recapture in Jesus' name. All right, Sarah, $10. Sarah, my friend Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, in Jesus' name. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for God, the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. I see God's really showing you the different ways that he's with you, more than just, you know, trying to feel him spiritually. You know, the different ways God's with you, like the people in your life, how he's with you with that. You know, even here at PGN, how we're with you with, you know, the ways that we're with you, that God is with you through us. God is with you through other people. God is with you through the situations and circumstances. And God being with you to comfort you and to let you know that he's with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, Father. Bring her that confirmation, Holy Ghost confirmation, that you're with her, that you're for her, that you're blessing her in Jesus' name, and cause her to see that right now by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Yeah, let it be done right now by the Spirit of God. So there's something about that in Jesus' name. All right. Jeannie, $20. Thank you, Jeannie, for that 20. We just bless you in Jesus. She sent me. She sends me real estate stuff to look at. Sometimes really cool. Yeah. So I thank you, Lord, for that blessing in her life, God. I thank you for blessing her with the peace to rule and reign, that ruling and reigning blessing, and how to rule and reign, how Christ rules and reigns, how would Jesus, you know, the old thing they used to say all the time, what would Jesus do? You know, the bumper stickers and the different things. What would Jesus do? Like, how would Jesus rule and reign in a particular situation? How would he rule and reign over the animals? How would he rule and reign over a property and land? How would he rule and reign over your house? How would he rule and reign, you know, with a husband and with a, you know, how you? And so God's going to show you how to rule, because I have a feeling that has something to do with learning how to rule and reign with Christ. You know, we learn how to do it now. That way, when it actually happens, that we rule and reign with him, which is just a big thing to even think about, the coming of Christ and coming. I mean, my mind still like goes, like, wow, I mean, is that really going to happen now? We need some more confirmation, Jesus, because that's a big one. And yet, it's the things I'm getting is, like, pretty cool. But that's it. It's about ruling and reigning with Christ. And Jesus, and confirm to that, you've given her that ruling and reigning to rule with you, to know how to rule, to take a rule. To rule means, let's look at the root word to rule. Big one. Okay, I'm going to look at the word ruler because I don't even see the word rule. A ruler, a person exercising government or government or dominion. Okay. Let's see. What is a ruler person? King or queen in person. Having supreme power over a nation. I'm just reading this off of Google. A straight strip. That's the actual physical ruler. Yeah. All right. So rule and reign. And then meaning of reigning. Terrain. I'm just reading this out so you can chew on it. Hold royal office. Rule as king or queen. Same thing. It's reign. So rule and reign have basically the same meaning. That's what ruler says. Rule. All right. Okay. I don't know. That's just what I get. Okay. I just do what I get. I'm just a messenger boy. So meditate on that. Chew on that. God's trying to, you know, do something with that. How to rule over things. How to, you know, the rulership of God. How does he rule? And start asking him every day, how do you rule over this thing? How do I rule over this? How do I rule over people? How do we, you know, how does Jesus rule over people? Obviously with a lot of freedom and a lot of love and a lot of compassion. A lot of things. So anyway, just study that. I know you will. All right, Karen, $30. Thank you both for Karen. My sister Karen, God, I thank you both for the spirit of liberty and freedom tonight. I thought about you earlier when I was praying in communion. I just speak forth the spirit of liberty. I speak forth, Father, the captives be set free, as Jesus said, that liberation began in the heart. Liberation begins in the heart, and when the heart gets set free, then the liberation can begin in the physical realm. And I thank you, Jesus, for breaking the bands of wickedness, breaking the bands of injustice in Jesus' name, breaking the bands of cruelty and the enemy just doing, you know, weird stuff. Cruel things, odd things, weird things, things that are unnecessary. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, and thank you, Lord, for that, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I come to give life, and I see God showing you how the scale of balance, how you balance that out, how to know when Satan is kill, steal, and destroy, and Jesus bringing life. To show you how that works so that you can be aware of, you know, when Satan is actually doing something to steal, kill, destroy, or God are using the enemy sometimes to get somebody where he wants them, you know. I mean, even Paul the Apostle turned somebody over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, the saving of the soul, and he ended up getting back right with God. So we pray over our, so in other words, that's an example of how God does things. Is what's going on. It looks like the enemy. It looks like destruction. But is God doing something in the midst of it, Michael, with Joseph, where Satan was evil, God was doing something good. And God starts showing you that, Karen, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Nikki, $20. Thanks for being you. Okay. Thank you. Pray for Charles. He is getting a full knee replacement. Oh, is that going? That's November the 4th. Okay. I knew it was, I thought it was November, but if you'd asked me, might not have been able to say exactly. November 4th was stuck in my mind. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for that and for knee replacement, full knee replacement. So I guess you're getting a metal knee or something. Is that what the deal is? Or like a metal hip or something? They say those work pretty good. So thank you, Jesus, for all the development of all that whole thing, taking care of everything, Jesus, meeting their needs above and beyond. Hallelujah. And just bless Nikki, Father. Give her the strength to move into the arena that you want her, God, of compassion and mercy and authority. Compassion, mercy, and authority. Wow. So compassion and mercy. I think when you have compassion, when God gives you compassion, he gives you the authority to, you know, raise somebody from the dead or, you know, heal the body or whatever the thing is. Yeah, so there's something about that. All right. Yes, in Jesus' name, bless God. Let them find what they need in Jesus' name as far as that five-wheeler that you're talking about. Also, I know you didn't ask prayer for that, but I'm decreeing that, stirring that up in Jesus' name. Let something go on with that, and let them find favor in Jesus' name. So that will develop into a blessing. And exceeding, I just see God doing exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think or imagine. Like, moving you into that exceeding, or like something's broken, something's broken for the blessing. I just speak the blessing in Jesus' name, exceeding abundantly above. Oh, it's more than what you can imagine, more than what you asked for. All right, Greg, $20. Thank you, my brother Greg, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving him avenues of favor to be able to pick out whatever he wants, pick out the girl he wants for his wife. Pick up the house he wants, the car he wants, the job he wants. But give him the grace and the favor, God, to be able to choose whatever he wants to choose. His choosing, that he can choose. When God says choose you this day, it's not always about, you know, choose good, choose evil only. Sometimes it's like, hey, what do you want? You want this thing or this thing? Or this thing? Which one you want? Pick which one you want. Choose. Just say what you want. And so God giving you that thing of, you know, instead of feeling like a beggar, like we do sometimes in some areas, I know I do, I feel like I'm a beggar. Some areas I feel like I'm ruling and reigning. Some areas I feel like I'm like, okay, can I please have some of it? So God's showing you that he's giving you a choice. It's not just like, take this or nothing. You know, it's like he's letting you choose. Amen? So God, letting you choose. Open that up for him, God, the choices, the choosing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, that's pretty cool. I like that, being able to choose. Interesting. Hallelujah. Wow. That could really go broad, big. All right, Sally from the UK, $25. Thank you, Sally. Sally sent me some really cool news. What God's doing with her in the genetic realm, the blood realm, and the things of our inheritance and our family and all that kind of thing. Really cool story. Really cool story. I just loved it. I love the way you have a way of just getting stuff out there, man. That's really cool. I thought it was awesome the way you talked about some things. It was just really, really cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. And, So, you're good at pretty good at communicating. I mean, you're really good at it. You're good at communicating. So I think God wants you to communicate more, and do it the way you do it. You know, don't do it like anybody else. Do it like you do it. You know, it's really cool. I think you communicate a little bit better than you think, maybe. I don't know. But he wants you to know that I get a kick out of it. And you know, I don't get a kick out of everything. I mean, I enjoy stuff, but I don't get a kick out of it. And it's just kind of cool, the information, the way you say it, and the way you just open up and talk about a particular thing. So this is I'm giving you your word. This is the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, out of the Lord, this is how the Lord feels about this. Right? It's not just Randy. It's not just me, but it's the Lord. It's like the Lord's going, he really likes the way you talk. He really likes this, Valley. I mean, that's what I'm hearing the Lord say. That is your prophetic word. He really enjoys that. I want you to know it. You know, he's a little more impressed with you maybe than you realize that he is. I just want to giggle about it. I don't know what's going on. It's like, he just loves it. So he's letting you know that, how beautiful, how precious that is to him. Wow, that's just good. I don't know. That's amazing. All right. Bless her in Jesus' name. Bless Sally, Father. And give her that grace, God, to contend for the prize. Oh, there you go. The grace to contend for the prize? Shut up. Hang on a second. Okay, I know Paul said that, I think. Contend for the prize. Yeah, I know Paul says that somewhere. I can find that. For the prize of the high calling or something like that. Right. Oh, there it is. 2 Timothy 2:5, Sally. Similarly, anyone who complete as an athlete does. Okay, wait a minute. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. That's not what I wanted. What? That's not where I was going. What's up with that? I'm surprised. Okay, let me go back and read. Maybe I'm not catching it. Maybe it's said that in a different way somewhere else. Let's read the King James. Maybe the King James. Except he strive lawfully. Unless he complete according to the rule. All right. So I'm kind of relooking at this a little bit. So it's like the Lord is saying he's going to show you how to finish. Right, because this is about finishing the race, or and doing it according to the rule like the laws of faith, how to do things according to God's will and the God's ways, to do it according to how He says do it. So God's going to show you, Similarly, let me go back. I don't know where I'm going with this. Hang on a second. We're sticking 2:5. All right, let's read this whole thing. All right. Okay. Timothy, a son, strong grace in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in the suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of his crop. Wow. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Girl, I don't know. It's like, wow, I don't know. Just read that. And contend with my life. I'm going to contend for the prize of high calling. Okay, Philippians 3. Maybe it'll come in two levels here. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. King James Version. King James is here? No King James. Oh, there's New King James. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So there's something going on. You're going upward. God is graduating you. God is moving you forward. God is moving you up. And he's trying to say that he can show you how to compete by the rules. No, it's not that you're a rule breaker. He's trying to say something to the effect of showing you how to walk by the rules, the laws of faith, by the rules of the kingdom, so that the enemy can take you out. You know what I mean? So sometimes we don't know. What did I do? How come I didn't make it in it? Well, you broke a rule. Not like a sinful thing, but it's like the rules of business, the rules of faith. The laws of faith and learning the laws of faith so that the enemy can't take you out at any time. You see, Sally, what the word's saying? Yeah, I think I finally got that. You might put those two things together and see what you get. But very interesting. All right, Sandra, $25. Pray for Sandra. She had a little medical thing with her heart this week. Pray for that. And, she's a servant of God. and love God with all their heart. And, you know, so God's about to, you know, I think God's going to use this whole thing, Sandra. When I pray tonight for hearts and heart valves and different things, when I pray, you know, I guess it's okay, I'm praying for you. You didn't tell me I could say, but the heart valve thing. Thank you for sharing that with your people. It's so beautiful, your love for God and your desire to look to Him. When I started praying for hearts tonight, I don't know if you're able to hear that or not during communion, but I went somewhere. I don't know that I've ever done that during communion or any. I don't think I've had that done in a long time, like it happened. I went somewhere. I felt like I was a different person. I felt like something happened. So something was going on there. So let's believe God for, you know, how He works on this thing and how He does it. I don't know, but we're going to believe God with you that God does a miraculous thing. And I feel like God's going to move you into, you know, some healing anointing, into some healing places, you know, and cause you to step into a place of anointing of God, you know, in your healing, and opening that up for you, causing you to press in for all the different ways that God heals. Now, here's what I think: all the different ways that God heals. But sometimes we limit it to, I only want my miracle in Jesus' name. Well, you know I did that for many, many years. And the Lord, you know, it's a big thing. The Lord starts saying, hey, I want to teach you a way that maybe you don't know. And that's what the Lord started telling me. So I kind of go, okay, what do you mean by that? And so little by little, He started teaching me all the different ways that He healed. And I honestly had a little trouble with it at first. I was kind of embarrassed to talk about it because it wasn't something that the hyper-faith people actually were much into, right? So I just thought, wow. So God's going to teach you all the different ways that He heals, amen. And then you have you'll be able to share it, have a teaching about it, or talk about it, or give a testimony to it, or something to that effect. All the different ways that God heals. Like I see you, like writing a book or something. All the different ways God heals. Yeah, isn't that cool? That is awesome, man. I love this stuff. My God, like God taking something to, you know, try to harm you, to turn around, to bless you and to prosper you. I see your faith moving to a whole other level, girl. Your faith moving to a whole. I see you breaking through the ground. There's something, I see a plant. I see like, when it breaks through the ground, like the heart, like it's been dry. And I see that thing through the ground. Hallelujah. Shika ma'ele. On all the ways that God heals. Woo, Jesus. It's like all the different ways God gets a plant going. He plants the seed. He waters it. He fertilizes it. Has to have sun. And he has to keep the weed. You know, it's different ways that God causes something to work and function. It's not just like one way. There's many different. It's all Christ. It's all the ways of God. It's all biblical. And God's going to show you that so that people can have hope that if they don't have, a revelation of a certain particular thing about the power of God, like they need it, that they can find that, you know, God has God, not some compromising half-wit thing. God, the Bible, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, has different ways to heal people. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's awesome, girl. I mean, I felt that powerful. I got loose on that, literally. You heard my tongue go, I mean, you know. Yeah. Paulette, $5. Thank you, Paulette. Man, I just feel like things are ringing, and I hear the Liberty Bell ringing on your behalf. The Liberty Bell of God just ring, 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 ringing like something's ringing, like it's a ding, and it's loud. It's a loud ring, like ring, liberty, 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 in the sound of the bell. There's something about, I think, God's Liberty Bell, you know, when He rings it, it's like the sound effects of that penetrate and break loose things that need to be broken. Let the sounds and the vibrations of that bell as it rings into the atmosphere and delivers in Jesus' name, it penetrates and vibrates and, you know, brings deliverance and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My God. Marja, $30. Thank you, Lord, for Marja tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, for the power to deliver, God. I thank you for the power to deliver. You're delivering things that are around her, God. You're delivering things to her. You're delivering her from things that have tried to mess with her, that have tried to, you know, that have tried to cost her things, to make things cost her. That, you know, that's not going to, like, this is going to cost you, you know. And I said, no, I paid for that. And he's going to show you the paid for realm. He's wanting to open you up more and more to the paid for him. It's paid for. And how do the one of the ones that we practice being the paid for realm? As many times is forgiving people, you know, or letting people go from things. Maybe not even forgiving them, just letting some things go. Like they owe you something, just say, you know, I'm going to give that to you. You owe me? Yeah, right. You know what? I had to write a little letter one time to a guy. He owed me $5,683 many, many, many years ago. It was a lot of money. It was for, I was bitter over that one. I was angry and I was unforgiving, no doubt. So I had to write him a letter. I wrote him a letter and said, I literally forgive you for this. You are forgiven. And my God, it was amazing that the things that started happening to me. I had a FCC attorney come back to me and say, I forgive you. And I owed him like $12,000. It was over $12,000. Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't pay because of the person who had my money and didn't send it. I couldn't do my business, you know, to take care of the attorney. You know, it was just crazy. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to a certain degree, except when, you know, when God gives you favor for forgiveness of debt and blessing. Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah, Deborah and John, $35. Thank you, Deborah and John, for that freedom. I see freedom coming to you guys. I see a spirit of freedom in your tongue, Deborah, where you're going to prophesy things. You're going to speak things. You're going to speak things that are not as though they were. But it's not just like, you know, in anything, you know, as you know, you know about all this. You're a very mature person. You know that you speak forth the word of the Lord, and I see the word of the Lord in your mouth. You know, just bringing you to a place of great compassion. I see the forgiveness of Jesus in your mouth, And what I mean by that is that, you know, you're able to speak. When Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you, get up off your bed and go. The power of God, Deborah, in our mouth to release the debt-paying power of Jesus. It's amazing. Hallelujah. The debt-paying power of Jesus. So it's in our tongues. It's in our mouth. It's the same thing as be healed in Jesus' name. What are you saying, Deborah? You say be healed, be loose, be prosper him. What are you saying? Everything came from the debt payment of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. So what you're doing, you're saying whether it's their sins are forgiven, which happened on Calvary, whether their sicknesses and diseases are healed, are you saying be healed or your sins are forgiven? It's all the same thing. It's all the same debt-paying power flowing through your tongue in the name of Jesus. And I loosen your tongue to come forth. Amen. To loosen people's debts and say your debts are paid. You think you're going to owe the rest of your life. No, I'm saying, I see Deborah saying, in Jesus' name, your debts are forgiven you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, and I see people that feel like crooks and criminals, even though they're not doing stuff anymore. They feel like a criminal and a crook, yeah, and they're you know, not really doing those things anymore at all. And it's like I see you speaking over their spirit, over their mind, going, "You're not a criminal anymore. You're a Christ person. You're not a criminal. You're a Christ man. You're a Christian. You're a Christ man. You're a Christ woman. You're not a criminal. You're a Christ." And literally transforming their mind into no longer being a criminal, but being a Christ man. So the image in their mind will change. And the guilt and the shame being worse off. Why? The payment power in your tongue. Power of payment. I can't even say it. Like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. That's sweet Jesus stuff, man. my God, that's what was in the tongue of Jesus was, you know, he was the one who's going to pay all the debt of every kind, not just sin, every kind of debt. Man, when you walk in that, that's walking in power, that's walking in authority. Shishoko bande patamahale baloha. Lucid is John, God. I thank you for John. Thank you, Lord, for them working together in the spirit, in the natural realm, in Jesus' name, and getting things from heaven, speaking for freedom in the material possession realm, liberty and freedom and money, and so God, people can purchase land and property and things that they need in Jesus' name, that we be able to own land and not be obligated to the government in any fashion or form. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that worked, but somehow in Jesus' name, amen. Over John. Acatele, coroco, facere, pentoncho, and they entered into a Canaan anointing ministry, a Canaan land. Now, what is Canaan land? Canaan land represents God taking, now watch this, God taking away, not taking the giants out of the way who think they own everything and letting God's people own those things. Taking down the giants in Canaan, right? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. The removal. Hallelujah. All right. LaShun, $40. Thank you, LaShun. LaShun has got, I don't understand everything she got going on there, but she got stuff going on. She sent me these texts. They're really cool. Looking for, oh, here we go. I didn't know this. Oh, she's having a thing. I knew you sent me something earlier. I didn't read it, though. Okay. The day I said yes, conference on Zoom. All right. The theme, the cost of saying yes. Will you say yes? And having Dr. Patrice Hornsby. Oh, Judah Ministries, Inc. Awesome. That's cool. All right, I'll try to get this out to everybody. And that's November the 13th, 2021. I have to remind you guys about that at 5 p.m. Pre-registration, Zoom information. I'll give you the median ID and the passcode and all that kind of thing. 5 p.m. That's December the 13th. Okay, Saturday. All right, I just now read that, so we'll let everybody know about that. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, I got a word today about you, about making your calling and election sure. I had written up that text, and I'm looking at it right now. I had written up that text to make your calling and election sure. In other words, that's what God's doing. He's making your calling, LaShun, and election sure. Yeah, and I think you should look up the word election. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but for some reason, like, we think elections are electing people to do things. But when God elects you, to know that you've been elected, you know, you're calling an election. I literally had that text now, and I never sent it because I'm thinking I want to look that up a little more before I send it. And I just never did send it to you. But, make your calling an election sure. In other words, God's making sure, making things solid, making things, you know, like revealed and known. Yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for that, for making known to LaShun, God, like you did, you know, several people in the Bible. You know, Gideon, you made his calling and election sure. He kept saying, you want me to do what? You want me to deliver Israel? I'm just like a regular guy. And so he made his calling and election sure in the sense that he's, okay, give me some signs, you know, because it sounds really crazy, but I'll believe it if you'll just show me. So he showed it. He made his calling and election sure to him. The angel gave him miracles. And same thing with Moses. God made his call. We need to have our calling and election made sure. You know, if Moses did it and others did it, you know, when God proved to him, look, my power is with you, I'm, you know, making that sure, making it so go forth. Moses had to go forth knowing that his calling and election was sure. Amen. So God's going to do that with you. Amen. And open that up for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, I had it written out in a text and then didn't send it out to you. All right, Michelle, let's go here. Am I forgetting anybody? I don't think so. Okay, Regina, $40. Thank you, Regina. Hallelujah. I just keep hearing the word, like, restoration, like a confidence in God that he's going to restore you and restore that which the cankerworm has eaten, the palm worm has eaten, that God's going to restore that to you, restore it to you. Not just restore it, but restore it to you. It's like God wants you to know he's restoring this to you. He's not just restoring it to, you know, the kingdom and whatever it is, but he wants you to know this is a personal thing that God is doing, vindicating, you know, his grace. He's vindicating his grace, restoring to you that which the cankerworm and the fall worm had eaten, like in Joel 2. Let me read that to you real quick. Restoring that. All right, I'm going to try to read this to you. It's in Joel 2. Yeah, here it is there. And I will restore to you, here's King James, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. My great army, I said in a moment. Okay. Hallelujah, I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten. Crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army that I sent among you. I don't know what that means exactly, but wow. I'm going to repay you. The Berean Study Bible says, you go to Hub Bible, BibleHub.com, you'll see the versions I'm reading. Berean Study Bible says, I will repay you for the years. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Regina, when it says years, I mean, that's a thus saith the Lord, the years, not just the months, not the troubles, not the problems, nothing, but the years, my God, that's amazing. Hallelujah. And I have a feeling that's going on not only outwardly, but it's going on inwardly too. Like the things the enemy robbed from you, your peace, your time with God, your, you know, the being robbed, being, you know, the enemy stealing and destroying. And Jesus says, now I'm coming to give restoration life, the years. Wow, that's pretty cool. And I would take some of that, no doubt about it, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. I seal that word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's about your health also, that you'd be really, really healthy and nurtured, glowing with the Spirit of God. And then because of your health on the inside, because of the restoration God's doing on the inside. Amen. Making renewal. All right, Noel, $50. Thank you, Noel. Noel always says thank you for what you do, Randy. Thank you, Noel, for your valuable, you know, every time I read your little notes there, I feel it and I drink it in and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, Noel, $50. Thank you, Jesus, Father, for the consideration, how considerate God, considerate. Considerate. Let's look that word up and you know what kind of all know what it means. Look at the word considerate, because that's the word that kept coming out of my mouth, in my brain. Careful not to cause inconvenience or hurt to others. Oh, the quietest and most considerable tenet possible. Showing careful thought. Be considerate over your handwriting. I'm just reading this off. Show careful thought. Be considerate over your handwriting. Oh, interesting. What is the meaning of being considerate? I'm just reading this to you. If you know from Google. Thinking about the rights and feelings of other people. Oh, my God. You feel that, Noel? That's like, sweet Jesus. This is you. This is what God's doing to you. Showing kindness toward other people. See the full definition of considerate in the English Language Learner's Dictionary. Okay. Okay. Do that. Wow. So this is what God's saying about you. Thinking about the right. Oh. And this is what the Lord's saying to you, right? About to you, saying, he's considering the rights that you have. Thinking about the rights and the feelings of other people. Yeah, in other words, causing people to think about your rights, even. Because you do, blessed are the merciful in the world, as you know, for they obtain mercy. Blessed are those who are considerate and thinking about the rights and feelings of other people, for they shall have it done to them. I reverse this thing. I reverse that whole thing in the name of Jesus, that these people, the situation, they're going to think about the right and the feeling of Noel, because Noel has done that. And God really, really, really opening you up to how to feel for other people, Noel, how to feel for other people. Like, sometimes we don't realize the things that we say and we do to people, how it makes them feel. You know, and then even if we have to be tough sometimes, people to go and to know that what we just said, how they're taking it, how they're feeling about it, and to help them work through it so they can get, you know, the gold and the glory of God out of it, instead of like, just, you know, saying, like when we chastise somebody, we have to correct somebody, we make sure that we, you know, take them out to dinner and love them, saying, I'm for you, I'm on your side. You know, like Jesus did Peter when he told Peter, he said, you know, after he denied him, and Jesus rose from the dead, and then Peter, you know, Jesus was baking him up some fish, and he says, you know, Peter, do you love me? You know, and it's like, he said, you're going to feed my sheep. You know, it's like he was saying, you know, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to be, yeah, it's like that restoration there. And Jesus saying, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because he had told Peter that he would deny him. And then afterward, even after he denied him, here's the point Lord's going to make. Even after he had denied the Lord, the Lord came back and said, you know, Peter, go out to dinner. You know, I'm trusting you. I'm going to trust you. You just denied me, and I'm still going to trust you. Because you know what? I know you're learning from it. I know you're growing from it. I know something's going on, and I'm with you. God is with you. I'm correcting you. But you're going to, so what happened was it caused Peter to truly and fully learn from his weakness, his failure. He learned from that. If we realize when people love us and when, you know, two things, it's like we're God really showing you, Noel, how to, when you have to correct people or correct somebody or do something, you know, not just a correction, but any kind of thing, what they're thinking about it, how they're feeling about it, so you can help them and say, like Jesus did to Peter, he said, hey, you know, do you still love me? Do you love me? Yeah. Yeah, you know I love you. Do you love me? Yeah. You know, you got to feed my sheep. You got to feed my sheep. So he showed him. He said, yeah, you messed up, and I corrected you. But, you know, I knew this was going to happen, and you got corrected by that. You know what? Yeah, come on. Let's go. We're going to do this thing. You're with me. I'm with you. We're in this together. Come forth. Yeah. Amen. That's awesome, man. I love this stuff. I do. I love the word of the Lord, man. There's nothing like it. There's literally nothing like it. All right. Indrika 2222 for ESW Auto Sales, and then 5222. 74.44. I don't know what else is there to add up. Jesus. 22 is a treasure word, and you get 22 in there like three times, and then 52. You know, so there's something there about, you know, I keep seeing with your business and with things, like I gave this example earlier, and thinking about you now about that, you know, we got people that I said, sometimes people will quit the small business and go to a big business because it's so big and so powerful, because they want to be part of something big. And then they don't realize that big company is about to come crashing down, and the little company that they were with, you know, is about to get favor with God because they've been faithful and loyal, and God's fixing to raise them up. You know, so it's like that's what I'm thinking about you. It's like companies, you know, car dealers and that you're going to take their place up. You're going to take their place. God's going to have ESW Auto Sales somehow you know, in other words, take their position. Take their position. So I thank you, Jesus, for that. And nurture that and feed that, feed their strength, that the treasures of God, let them break into the treasure, to the financial one, to be able to multiply and increase in Jesus' name. And I know the card leadership right now is a difficult time. Some people, but I thank you, Lord, for the treasure realm, and I declare that and decree it, because here's what's happening, Enrique. It's like, and in the difficult card time is that it's going to cause some other companies to go down, and then therefore there's going to be somebody just saying, we got all these cards, what do we do with these cards? You know, like, just as an example, they can get a really good deal on those cars because those companies going out of business, bankrupt or whatever, and then God, you know, funnels it to you somehow or other in that kind of a situation. In Jesus' name, and opening that up, hallelujah, to put you in their position and maybe even higher, you know. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Tyreek, well, thank you for Tyreek for $10, 10-11. 10-11. What is that, Andrea? That's so cool. I love it. $10.11 for Tyreek. That's so cool. Tikasheraparo hupe pente patori pabote akarabote shengrando on David Sungupu Puchiri Puraka. I see God giving Tyreek some energy. Somehow something changing in his body or something that gives him energy that he needs, some extra energy, some maybe the energy that he hasn't had. You know, sometimes things go on in our brain that cause our energy, like endorphins, you know, to kick in. I don't know what it is, when it's something in other parts of his body that energy, you know, like, I'm not saying he doesn't have energy. I don't know what this means, but to give him energy to be able to support thoughts, new thoughts, to go new places, to have energy to, like, higher, think quicker, think, you know, like, you know, in Jesus' name, like a quickening in Jesus' name, like it's some kind of a energy. I don't even know where it's coming from. I don't know what that's for, but in Jesus' name, open that up for him in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Torrey, for $10.11, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for Torrey, too, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving him that. The power to make decisions, that his decision realm, he will realize that his decisions mean everything, that if he can commit those decisions to Jesus and know that the Lord understands, you know, where he's at, and that you want him to do different things than anybody, that you want him to do different things than anybody's ever done, Open him up to that, God, and giving him the courage and strength to pioneer things, to think differently. I think at another level, think in a different way, look at things from a different perspective, so that when people think about Torrey, they think of the guy who looks at things differently, unique, giving some unique insights to things, God, in Jesus' name. For Chris, is that $18 or $16? I think it's 18. There's the glasses. I'm sorry. Yeah, 16. Chris, $16. Thank you for that, Chris. 16, God, we just thank you, Lord, for just infusing them. Like, I keep hearing this and seeing this thing, Enrique, that, like, over Torrey and Tyreek, that God is infusing them with some new energy or something. Like, there's some kind of infusion of energy, maybe even of money, of wealth, of blessing, of favor. And Jesus' name, like, he's infusing this. Like, when I'm praying for Chris, I'm feeling the same thing. Like there's an infusion. And over you, there's an infusion of energy. You know, to be renewed by the Holy Spirit, to mount up with wings of eagles and soar, you know, as wings of eagles. You know, catch the wind, catch the spirit, catch the strength of something. Like there's the angel, what was it, told Joshua to be strengthened, to be courageous. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for bringing that courageousness, that energy in Jesus, to lift them above the fray of fear that other people experience. Lift them above. Let them see. You know, they were breaking into some new territory, Joshua was. And the angel came and said, he infused them with an energy of courage. Hallelujah! Step into the new world. It's like God showing you the new world, the new thing. It's like when the spies fight out the land, you know, it looks big. They're the big giants, man. But God has given this to us. You know, 10 of the spies, 8 of them, I think this is great, 8 of them, just totally went, man, it's too much, they're too big, there's too much going on. And Joshua and Kenneth go, man, the fruit's big. Look at the fruit we brought back. And the giants are big, but God is with us. Like, man, they were infused with energy because they thought different. They felt different. They knew God was with them. And that's what courage does. Courage lets God know, lets you know that God is with you. Amen. In His name. And I rebuke that headache. Whoever's having that headache tonight, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that headache and that congestion and that, in the name of Jesus, whoever's having a headache on the right side of the brain in front, kind of up above the, up above the right eye. In Jesus' name, be healed, be loosened, be set free in Jesus' name, and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be sinuses, I'm not sure what it is. Yes, okay, Chris from Texas, $200. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jesus, for you know, it's like, you know, this. I'm keep getting the same thing, man, like an infusion of, like, you know, when they drill oil wells or drill water wells or whatever, I don't know if they have an injection. They put an injection of some kind of water or some kind of material in the ground, and it causes this. You know, I don't know if I've just seen this in movies or I don't know where I'm seeing this at, but they put something into the hole of the oil well hole, the water hole, whatever it is, and they infuse this. Maybe it's water or something, some kind of liquid. And out comes the oil. Out comes the water. So it's like there's this infusion of some type of water or some type of something, and it's causing what's in the ground to come forth. It's causing what's in the ground to come forth. That's what I see. I don't even understand what I'm saying. I'm totally ignorant on drilling wells and how to get them activated. It's like there's an activation thing. And I don't know if it's just physical, literal, with your land or property, or just something God's doing inside your heart, in your faith realm. He's teaching you how to walk in sober-minded faith, because the faith God has given you is exceeding abundant faith. And that's very real. It's not just some fake, phony thing. It's not just some, I'm hoping so. No, it's a true calling of God, the calling of God. And God is showing you the calling of God in you is high, the high calling, high places, high calling, to see, you know, to look above and beyond the human realm of limitation, and start being able to see the exceeding abundantly above all realm, and start seeing God showing you how to activate your faith and the faith of Christ Jesus in you to bring it to pass, cause it to. You know, because most of the time people crumble under fear. Okay, I don't need one more. Okay, I wonder if something's going on. I have something on their hands, right? Okay, where was I at? I was going to look at something. What was I going to look at? I got distracted there with my plugging in my phone. We'll get back on that in a minute. What's going on with that? Pachico Patawa. Pinche Quenocho. Pinche Quenocho. Pinche Quenocho. Pinche Quenocho. I am going places here. Give me a second. All right, so we were praying over that with you, Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Where was I going with that? I think I got something. information comes in so quickly. Somebody help me remember. I don't even know what I was saying. Woo! Jesus. Okay, I have to look it up. I guess if you heard what I when you listen to the archive or whatever, let me know what that was, and I'll look it up for you. And maybe I'll think of it here in a minute. But something going on with all that. Thank you, Jesus. Like a new endowment, some kind of a new endowment. And it was about that. That's a brand new word. If they're a new endowment, there's a new endowment going on. Is it the word endowment? Endowment. Okay. The action of endowing something or someone. Okay. He tried to promote the endowment of a chair, an income or a form of property given or bequeathed to someone. Oh, my gosh. I think I've mentioned that before, the possibility of, I don't know. Okay, an income or form of property given or bequeathed to someone. That was to you. Endowment. A quality or ability possessed or inherited by someone. Interesting. And we're talking about... I wish I could think of what that word was earlier. I can't get that. I don't know, it's tip of my tongue, but I can't get it. Anyway, you can just text me that if you would, because you'll probably be able to hear what I didn't look up, but I wanted to. I think it had some. Maybe you wanted to do it privately or something. Maybe it's something really special and great. I don't know. But yeah, very, very cool. All right. Jesus' name, Merritt, Terrence, $291, Terrence. And Tanisha, I prayed for your $9.91 earlier with the other, you know, at the beginning of praying. I don't know why I put it up there. Just I didn't even think about it. But that's a really cool word, man. Thank you, Jesus. I say for Terrence, we thank you, Lord, for that $2.91, Father. We thank you for the creativity. You know, God just opened up a creativity with you. Some of the creativity he's giving you is really cool. Your brain works in a very unique way. And so what I'm thinking here is that because your brain works in a unique way, God activates your creativity. And so, it's almost like I sense a little bit of a fear about how wild and crazy and exceeding abundantly the thoughts are that come into your brain, like exceeding abundant thoughts, like you're going like, and so you try to logic it out sometimes, not always, but sometimes, try to logic it out. Well, you know, I don't know, and God can do some great things, but not that great. It's like, that's just really secret, so I've got to bring it down to my real faith level or something. But that is your faith level that he's talking about. That's your faith level. That's the level of faith that he's wanting to activate in you, and what you're feeling is not—it's not even really your own human Terrence faith, as much as it is the faith that Christ—it's Christ's faith in you, and God's going to have to show you the difference between because in your own faith you can't really activate the kind of faith that Christ has in your own faith, but use your faith to activate the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ is where we step into the totally unlimited, exceeding abundantly above all. Faith. That faith is like it's just the universe type faith. Like, whoa, that's just so big. Is that really real? Can that really be real? And it doesn't seem, we know it's real in our spirit, but in our mind we're kind of figure it out, kind of logic it out, and make it practical, which is okay. But at the same time, you have to understand that's the faith of Christ that stirs you up toward that. Your faith is big. But the faith of Christ is like unlimited totally. So God is showing you, Terrence, how to take your faith to activate the faith of Christ. So instead of using your faith to activate things so much, although, you know, we can do that and all that is important, but the main point that he's showing is that he wants you to learn how to use your faith to activate the faith of Christ. Now, it just needs to happen to me in meetings. I don't remember it happening just a whole lot, I think I just got used to it happening, and it just became normal. But I would be praying for the sick and doing it. When I started out, I used to have healing services all the time. And I'd advertise and rent buildings, and people might show up. People, you know, I didn't know they would show up. I had people show up, you know, 40, 50, 60 people. I didn't know who any of them were. I never met any of them. I didn't know any of them. And they just showed up out of the blue. And it's like, wow. So I start praying for people, and then all of a sudden, you know, I would feel this faith in me that would kick in, that would just, you know, it wasn't like I'm trying to believe, like I'm working my faith. Like when you work your faith, you can work your faith, it's awesome. But when faith of Christ kicks in, the faith of Christ kicks in, it's like you know that you know that you know. You don't even question anymore. You know, I mean, it's like you know that you know that you know. It's not like I'm trying to know, I'm trying to believe. Okay, I'm just saying it because I'm trying to. No, I mean, you actually truly know that you know that you know, and that's it. Yeah, and you step out in that, and you do it. And then you go back to your faith. So your faith, we work our faith, and we exercise it and build it up and make it strong. Yeah, but what I'm seeing here is that if I'd have known this back then, it would have been better because I was exercising my faith into his faith. You know, not that my faith alone to do things, which would have been, you know, great, but exercising my faith into him and him alone. Amen. Into his faith. It's not just him and not just in Jesus, Jesus alone, but it's in Jesus' faith, the faith of Christ, which is totally pure, totally miraculous, totally exceeding the money by what you could ever make. It's just beyond. Like when I've stepped into that and felt that, it's like you don't even, there's not a shadow of doubt anywhere. You can't even find any. And when it first happened to him, I went, okay, this is not normal. This is weird. I just totally know it. I know it. I know that I know that I know. That doesn't usually happen to me. I used to have to work my faith to get all of a sudden, boom, I just know. And so, you know, when that kicked in, it was exciting because you knew that it was going to happen. And we saw some miracles happen, amazing miracles, creative miracles. So the creative miracle realm, God drawing you into that, is showing you in all different areas that it's the faith of Christ. He's the creator. Our faith can create certain things and work, and it's awesome, but we have to work that. But we work our faith into his faith, then his faith just says it's done. And it's our faith is working into trying to make it done, no, trying to believe that it's done. And our faith exercises is his faith goes, it's done. And then you just know it, and you literally know it. Literally finished, done deal. I know I'm explaining that over and over because I chew the cud on something because I'm trying to get it, you know, more and more and more. I'm trying to, I chew it more. I repeat it so that I can chew it more. That's why I do that. It bothers some people a little bit, but that's why I do that. I repeat it because I'm chewing it. I'm chewing the cud, I swallow it, and I'm chewing it back up, spitting it back up again. So like chewing the cud, chewing it again to get more out of it. That's why I do that. So, and anybody can do that. You'll try that. It works. You can humble yourself to do it. All right. You didn't even know that you just said that 13 times. No, I did. I did it on purpose. It's the way God does it. All right, Deborah and Mark, $300. Thank you, Deborah and Mark, for that $300. In Jesus' name, thank you for the 5 loaves and 2 fish. We thank you, Lord, for the 5 loaves. God, we thank you, Jesus, for the 5 full ministry. We thank you, Lord, for the 5 loaves. We thank you for the supporting, God, for you supporting them, for Deborah, God, you supporting her heart, that God is supporting your heart. To let you know that your heart is supported by God. God is supporting your heart. People can support our heart. Thank God for that. People can support us. But when our heart is supported by God, we don't have to depend on people too much and be disappointed by people when, you know, people don't support our heart. They support us in a lot of other ways, but I need you to support my heart. Like there's something in you that says, I need my heart to be supported. I got to have it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I got to have it. Whoever does it, I don't care. Let's get this thing going on. And I got to have this to live, to breathe. And so God's showing you that, you know, first of all, he's going to support your heart, and hold your heart for you. You know, other people will try and do good, do okay, do better, that kind of thing, but he always will support it. In Jesus' name, and he'll bring other people to kind of like, you know, make his support real for you. But he's always supporting it where it's never not supported. And he's going to show you how to walk in that, how to live in that, how to breathe that, how to know that he's supporting you all the time. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says that the Word of God holds the world together or something. The Word of God. That's Hebrews. The world, the globe, the world is held together by the word of the Lord, something like that. I can't even think of what that is. Hebrews somewhere. But maybe I'll get that later. But the support realm, it's about being supported in your heart. But if your heart is supported, it's what the heart man believes. It's what the heart that women believe. It's what the heart that men believe. You know, mankind believes. It's the heart. So God causing it so that you won't lose heart. Amen. Sometimes we lose our heart for a season. I've lost my heart at times. You lose it. You lose it. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? We're like God comes down the garden and says, where's your heart at? Where are you at? And you're going, oh, it sunk. I'm going to support your heart. Yeah, very, very important. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Mark. But thank you, Jesus, for Mark. But thank you, Lord, for giving Mark that freedom, God, to feel like he can choose. He can choose. He can choose. He has the freedom to choose, that you're not narrowing him down to, you know, like somebody making him choose what they want him to want, but that you can choose. God's showing you how to walk in the desire realm. You know, your spirit man, when your spirit man gets born again, then he's always, your spirit man who is seated with Christ in heavenly places, is always seated in Christ's presence, always. Your spirit man, not your soul and your body, but your spirit man. And always beholding the face of the Father. He always knows what God wants. But our soul, our mind, our will, and emotion, we're learning how to let God, you know, renew it. And it gets renewed by our spirit man trying to, by the Holy Spirit telling us, you know, what God's saying, what God's doing. And it's usually so big, it's hard to believe sometimes. And because the difference between Mark, the difference between knowing God can do something and God doing it in you is where God wants to teach you. To show you how to bring things into existence, speaking of things that are not as though they were, and doing it not just some hyper faith way, but God's way, where you're literally, bringing those things into existence that you need for you, and you being able to choose, God giving you the choice to choose what you like, what you want, what you feel free about, you know, and it's those times in your life. To be able to choose, you know. Sometimes we choose things together with somebody else, then that's different. But when you have when what God wants to give you for yourself to bless you with, you know, things so you can be strong, so you can be supported, so you can feel strengthened, He gives you the choice to choose the desires that He puts in your heart. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It's just you and God. God says, oh, what do you want, Mark? What do you want? He tells Solomon that. What do you want, Solomon? Yeah, and he said, I want wisdom to judge right, judge between right and wrong correctly, you know, for your people. Amen? Yeah, in Jesus' name. So open up that whole judgment realm to judge, righteous judgment, Father, to choose and the freedom to choose on things that are for you. And, you know, God gives our wives things, He gives us things, and then He gives us things together. And sometimes He gives us an individual choice. What do you want? What do you want? What will make you happy? What do you really like? You know, I'm just ask whatever you want. Like what He told Solomon, and Solomon made him happy. And God goes, what do you want, Solomon? He says, I want wisdom. You know, and He said, well, because you asked for wisdom to judge my people, I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you peace in the land. I'm going to give you blessing. Amen. Amen. So open Mark up to that, Father, in ways. But you'll see that is for him. It'll fit in his life through Christ Jesus, through the Word of God. Amen. All right, Nicole from D.C., $439.47. Thank you, Nicole, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for Nicole. I thank you, Lord, for God settling you into your place. Like, I see you settling into your place and finding your place of where you, like me, when I fell into the prophetic room, I say I fell into it like this. I didn't like prophets, you know, a long time ago. My image of prophets was not good. I didn't really want that. Right. So, but when I fell into it and God said, this is what a prophet is, Randy, you are the prophet. You know, I said, well, what about the other prophets? He said, well, yeah, there's a lot of prophets, but you're a prophet. And you being who you are makes you a prophet. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So I started feeling comfortable in my own skin, feeling comfortable. Like, okay. Wow. Okay. So this is the blessing you've given me, And it basically is around prophetic revelation in general to God's people, individual work, and to, you know, prophetic revelations about, you know, finances, the government, that kind of thing. And I started feeling comfortable. It took me a long time to feel comfortable in that thing. Why are you going to speak to me about that? He showed me things that I just that blew my mind. I go, oh, my God. Can that, and when it would come to pass, you know, Nicole, I'd be shocked. I have to say, I was just like, that actually came to pass. You know, like, oh, my gosh. You know, and so God started doing things to make me feel comfortable in my own skin, the skin he gave me, you know, the new skin, the new wine skin. You know, I'm going like, wow. So I started feeling comfortable in it, you know, that, you know, my image of what a prophet is was the image that God had put in me of what it was. So that's where I was able to relate. Didn't reject it anymore. I quit rejecting myself by rejecting the prophet, because I was rejecting prophets as my image of them. But the Lord says, I've made you. I'm going to show the world a different image of a prophet through you. Every prophet has a different image they bring forth of Christ, right? So mine was going to be different. And I'm going to do that. If you'll shine forth in my spirit, let me do what I want. Let me talk to my people. I can be anything you want. Nicole, you hear that? Look, I told him, he said, if you'll let me just talk to my people, I'll give you anything you want, Randy. What do you want? Oh, Jesus. You could talk. I can't believe I said that. Oh, God. I want to expose myself live on PGN. Well, that was crazy. Yeah. If you'll just let me talk to my people through you, let me use you to talk to my people, I'll give you whatever you want. It's like that's how, I don't want to say desperate he was, but that's how, you know, he just said, man, I really want to talk to my people. And the way I do it, you know, there's different ways I talk with people, of course, but one of them is I want to talk through you. I want to talk through a human being. I want to do that. Can you let me do that? If you'll do it, I'll give you whatever you want. I'm going like, oh, my gosh. You see, because it makes him happy. What is Solomon? I'll give you whatever you want. What do you want? Because you know what? He gave God what God wanted. When you give God what God wants to tell, yeah, that's what we're learning to do, right? He give you whatever you want. And it'll usually be better than what you dreamed or even thought of. And that's the fact. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm like, hey, I feel like energy inside me. Yeah, I'm tapping in, man. You're tapping in. You're tapping in. You're going to tap. Like a tapper. Like a, you know. Yeah. This is cool, man. I love this stuff. Mind-boggling. Like those guys that have the little metal things on their shoes and they tap along as they dance and all this. Anyway, my brain's kind of getting tired, but yeah, that. Like, you know, rhythm and heartbeat and a new in your feet. Yeah. All right, Shannon, $10. We pray for God bless us. And so text me. That great things will begin to happen, including connecting with my wife and financial breakthrough, that I will be easily approachable. And there you go. Now you're getting on something right there. That's awesome. Oh, that's one thing I had to work on. Dude, you hit on something right there, man. I stopped right there. The Lord stopped right there. Said, yeah, that's it. Easily approachable and social. That's been one of my biggest problems. I mean, I honest to God, dude, I think I've talked about this many times, but I don't think people believe me when I tell them. And now, just in the last few years, the Lord says, be friendlier, Randy, be friendlier. And I'm thinking, I didn't know how to be friendly. You know, how do you be friendly without, do I say Jesus every 5 minutes, every 5 seconds, or never? You know, how do I do that? You know, how do I do that? I don't know how to be friendly. And to my image of being friendly to somebody was trying to win them to Jesus, the Lord said, that's not all there is to life. I mean, that's not all the ways you win people to Jesus is through, you know, tell them about Jesus. It's being friendly, being a friend of sinners. You know, be friendly. Yep, like you said right there, dude, you hit it right on. I mean, that's a big, big thing right there with what you're going on with you. And I had to deal with the same thing. I was shy. Now I have fun with people. I broke loose. I decided, you know, I'm going to enjoy people. And when I go, like, I go to the gym, and there's always four or five people there, and waiting on, you know, and man, you know, they work there, and they're just, you know, they take care of business stuff, you know. And I go in there, and we laugh and we have fun almost every time. And they say, Randy, you are funny. I go, really? Yeah, you are funny. I said, honest to God, that's cool, man. So, hey, I love it. So it's like now they're just my buddies. And I've never done that much before, honest to God. So, yeah, loosen them up, Jesus. It took years to loosen me up, man. That's how wound up I was. Yeah, I mean, you got people wanting to find out who you are and wanting to find out what's going on with you. Amen. And also my financial life, too. I will easily be approachable and social. That is really good. Really good. You're really thinking right on that. That's exactly what God is trying to show me. That God will show me who and guide me, and I won't waste any more. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I tell you, just enjoying the ride, Shannon. Enjoying the ride, learning how to enjoy people, how to bring the best out of them, how to, you know, when I get around people, now that I've learned how to do it a little bit more, you know, I find myself bringing the best out of people. And that didn't used to happen. I think I brought the worst out of them maybe or something, I don't know. But, yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that and opening that up for my brother God. What a beautiful prayer request. That was awesome, Shannon. Amen. Bless him, Jesus. Amen. His finances and all that. When I saw Jesus laughing in an open vision for the Lord, you know, that really just, and that was many, many years ago, that began to change my life. It literally changed my life. I'm kind of slow. It took me some time. But I finally realized, you know, it started talking to me about being friends to sinners or friends to people, you know, that maybe were sinners. And they might have been no God somehow or another, be religious, but they, to me, and compared to what I thought a Christian was, they were sinners, you know, because they cast all of that. But maybe they're good people. They're good people. And as a human being can be a good person, you know. It just needed somebody to connect to Jesus and show that Jesus is a fun friend that you can have that will love you and, you know, and slip past your mistakes. And, you know, I've had to forgive some of those guys at the fitness for things that they've said and done, you know, and I just ignored it, went on like it never happened. And they couldn't believe that. But, you know, how do you do that? I mean, we were, you know, we're kind of ugly to you. Going, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So now, yeah, built a reputation, you know, or building a reputation of, a Christian who actually loves people and has fun with them. Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right, everybody. That's it for me tonight, I guess. I don't know what else to say. It's been awesome. Let God guide you. Let God lead you. Amen. We pray for you. We pray all the world for all kinds of people. Carmen, you did? Oh, I didn't see that. It didn't. Let me see. Maybe it came in a different way. I didn't check it there. It comes in a different way. Thank you for that. Okay. PayPal? Okay. Thank you. No, maybe something. No, I didn't. Hang on a second. Let me check again. Yeah, I mean, I believe you. I know you know I believe you, but I don't know why for some reason it's not showing up on my end. I mean, It usually does. Something's wrong. Hang on a second. Let me. No, I'm on the internet. Thank you. I guess it's just being slow. Maybe it's. Oh, and then, yeah, it just shows Nicole just gave again, too, so something's slow. Can you pray for my mom, Alice? Yes. Yes, but I don't know why it's not showing up. I think maybe there's, sometimes that happens, there's a kink, a little kink in the system or something. Okay, so 1212 for Nicole. Pray for my mom, Alice. My phone was slow today. Okay, too, it's the system. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Carmen. You know, I think, Carmen, I think there's something. You're $80. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. I think that God is, this whole thing about cars, you know, that whole thing we went through with you with cars. You know, we have Andrika, who has a car business. ESW Auto Sales. We have Angela Lanham, who works with Car and Auto, and they've been having struggles. Who else we have in the auto industry? I can't remember. Who else is in the auto industry? I can't think. I had one of my ministers had owned a car or worked at the car in the Ford place back years ago. Car business can be blessed and can be crazy at the same time. So there's something going on with you about the vehicle thing. It's a natural thing, you know, because when you start praying for Angela L. At night and you sent that word about the crowning thing and all that. So there's something going on about cars and about it's like God is bringing forth new systems, new ways to travel in the spirit, new ways to get things from God, new ways to go. Like God is bringing new ways to go places. I don't know if I already talked about that with you, but so there's something happening with that, and I thank you, Jesus, for that with Carmen. God, I thank you that the anointing for her to not only for her to have a vehicle, you know, a spiritual vehicle to go places, but in the natural realm of vehicles and cars, there's such a big transition right now in that whole dimension, that whole realm of cars and vehicles, and as we know, it means you know, our ministries and people's ministries. So we thank you, Lord, for the whole thing about you know. A lot of these people have regular jobs, but they have ministries. They have vehicles that God wants to take them places and reward them for their ministry unto Him, like we talked about tonight. When you do things unto God, when God tells you to do something, you do it. That's a work of God. It's a work. That's the works of God. Because you believe in Him, you're doing the work of God. So the vehicle to doing the works, in other words, God taking our work realm for our reward realm, to a whole other area, to a whole other place, like vehicle of obedience to go places with God. When you go places with God, it means you obey Him in the works realm, in the ministry realm, all the same thing, meaning that our rewards are being activated. So there's a cycle of blessing that goes on, and it opens up this whole place of rewards. And like we talked about earlier tonight, the reward system is not just about getting money. The reward system is about getting whatever you need to fulfill the will of God for you. So if you need a car, it gives you a car. If you need a house, it gives you a house. If you need a job, it gives you a job. If you need your money, it gives you money. If you need favor with somebody or something, it gives you favor. That whatever He rewards you, the things He rewards us with when we obey Him and do His works has to do with, you know, the will of God for us. So in other words, He doesn't bless you or something that gets you off and going the wrong direction. It's not the will of God. He blesses you with stuff, gives you favor with things that it's all consuming with the will of God. Jesus said, my meat my nourishment, my food, is to do the will of my Father. I mean, it was everything to him. It was his financial provision. That's how God blessed him. The miracles that happened because he, you know, did the will of God. He got personally blessed and strengthened in the battles he was going through. It was his nurturing. It's everything. And the vehicle, the body, there you go, the body, his physical body. Know you not that your body is the car of God, the temple, the things that I provide you with to go places. Like God's giving new bodies, new spiritual bodies, or something with a new wineskin, to go places they've never gone before, to enter to a new place, a new dimension, a new realm, in Jesus' name, of provision. Hallelujah. Go in and take over, rule and reign. I get that word to Jeannie tonight about ruling and reigning. That was powerful to me. I kind of really got up on that. That was awesome. So thank you, Jesus, for Carmen and blessing her, God, opening her up, God, giving her season. And let her become more seasoned than ever. The seasoning in her, to season her. The seasoning in you is to season you. You are to be a seasoned person of God, a seasoned woman of God in the things of God. Seasoned, that people recognize you as a seasoned person of God, and that you have something to offer, you have something to give, because you go places. God, the car, and your vehicle, your body, your spiritual body, your spiritual, this new thing, this new wineskin, it's taking you places that you've never been before. In a second. Yes, for some reason, the transactions aren't coming through very fast. Sometimes they're slow. Jeff and Yuki are saying the enemy really attacking and bullying these past few days. We are in Vegas now. Jeff, we really need a prayer, especially Jeff. Okay. Yeah, of course. You know, and I can't find that. I don't know why it's not showing enough that it matters. I mean, I have to see, you know, pray with the amount. I have to see if you tell me what the amount is, then, you know, I don't have to have an amount to pray. You know, that's what we do on Thursdays. So we pray over amount. Okay. Oh, 111.11. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, it still hasn't showed up yet, but let's just pray. You know, you see the transaction. So obviously there's a kink in the system right now. Usually they come right through. Thank you, Jesus, for pray for PayPal right now, God, to work. Open it. Thank you, Jesus, for that $111. We thank you, Lord, for Jeff and you. We thank you, Lord, for that spirit of bullying.
Tonight.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for opening up a new account. I see, you know, you said you opened up a PayPal account today called Faith Has Sought from Jeff Newkey. So bullying these past few days, we are in Vegas now with Jeff's company. Really need a prayer, especially for Jeff. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, what's happening with Jeff. What's happening with Jeff is, Yuki, if you can pray with him, is that God is, you know, what happened with Jesus is that God would allow, God allowed these bully Pharisees, these bully who thought they were better than everybody else, would come in and bully. And Jesus, you know, what Jesus would do is he would, he learned how to function under the bullying, and God sometimes allows, you know, we were ready for bullying in the right way when they bullied Jesus, because they were, we're the priests, we're the big guys, we're the men, we'll do whatever we want, and they kind of bully around. But what happened was that Jesus anointed, was so anointed and to do that thing, that he would end up, you know, taking their bullying and expose them, and God gave Jesus special wisdom to handle it just for the bullying. In other words, when bullying comes, God pours out a special anointing to counteract it, to counter it. Like Jesus, they would say, you know, Jesus, you know, what about this? What about that? Some really tricky question. He would come up and say something that just blow their mind. And even their minds were blown. They go like, who can answer that like that? That's amazing. And so, so under this attack, God giving Jeff, you know, another level of wisdom that he's never had before, never walked in before, or maybe he's walking in, but he's going to exercise it bigger and better and give him wisdom on how to sit back and not get in the flesh, but get in the spirit and counteract everything where they look like the fools. They look like bullies that they are, and it counteracts them and shames them and makes Jeff look good. Yeah, it makes Jeff look good. So we thank you, Lord. We pray for you, strengthen him, God, that this new seat, this new land we're in, this new place that we're in, you conquer things in different ways. And I thank you, Jesus, give Jeff courage like you gave Joshua strength, and you encourage him. Give him courage. Give him strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his faith. Strengthen his life. Strengthen him, God, with courage. Because when you have courage, you stand up in the midst of the bullying, and God gives you answers that shame them, that counters them. Do it, God. Strategies in Jesus' name that will counter them in the name of the Lord. Amen. And pray for Yuki, God, that you will give her the prayers to of support, the prayers of support that she can support and find her prayer supporting and giving forth energy and giving forth, like God using you to pour strength into Jeff. Yuki, God using you to pour strength, like washing his feet or something, to give him strength, to cleanse, to keep him cleansed from being, you know, when we go through those things, it's difficult. And sometimes we can have an attitude for a second or two, and we have to be cleansed of those things so that the enemy doesn't use it to shame us and make us feel like less than. And we cleanse and wash that, so that we can rise up and answer the thing in a supernatural way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, God, for doing that, for opening that up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Strengthen. Use Yuki, God, to be strength, to release your glory into Jeff, God. Release your glory through Yuki, God, in the name of Jesus. Power of God, courage, strength. In Jesus' name, give him an imagery of Christ, and the images of things that he needs to know in his mind. Give him images in his mind, God, to see them, to know how to answer, how to deal with, how to do, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shikapalejo. Strengthen him, my God. And use Yuki to do it, God, your prayer. Wash him. Sometimes, you know, when I go through battles, I come home, I say, God, I need a bath. I need to get, that was like, I don't get, they threw up all over me. They spit their snot out of me and blah, blah, blah. They're a bunch of bull, a bunch of crap, a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of trash. I need to be cleansed. You know, I need to be washed. He's like, you know, sit down and let Jesus wash my feet and cleanse me from some of that vomituous nonsense that gets poured out through people. It's amazing because, you know, there's a real war going on. Real war stuff happens. It's a real battle. Thank you, Lord, for making Yuki a warrior, God, in Jesus' name, to support. And in Jesus' name, let it be done right now. Hallelujah. All right. And over Nicole for $12. Thank you, Nicole. Pray for, Rainy, can you pray for my mom, Allison? Yes. Dear Jesus, pour out your spirit, pour out your glory on Allison, that God. Open up her heart, God, to receive that freedom, God, and that love, to know that she's loved, that she can be able to let go. When you know you're loved, you're able to let go of things. You're able to let go and let God. Father, give her the strength. Lift her up. Build her up, God, to help her let go, God. It takes, it's like when Abraham had to let go of Isaac. You know, it was such a thing, man. It was difficult. It was like, wow. It's like, because he was going to enter into a whole other place. And I thank you, Jesus, for cutting her loose, cutting the bands away from her mind, her body. I see her being, like she's got this, like a big backpack on her back, but it's loaded up to like the ceiling or something. It's like packed up high. And I know she has some things, you know, with that issue, but I thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, for bringing in the freedom, God, bringing in that freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, let your deliverance begin, Jesus. Let it begin. Show her the freedom. I rebuke the condemnation that comes against her life right now in the name of Jesus, the condemnation. I rebuke condemnation off her, God, in Jesus' name. Condemnation feels like you can't get free of anything. Condemnation makes you feel like you're worthless, you have to live like this low life because that's all you got. That's all you're worth. That's all you're valued at. Show her her value, Jesus. Only you can do that, God. Nobody can do that but you. And I thank you, Jesus, for breaking the bands of wickedness, of strength in her, that her body can receive what it needs, her mind can receive what it needs. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Merciful Lamb of God, have your way with her in Jesus' name. Have your way with her, God, your mercy and your grace, your compassion in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Oh, okay. Needed to hear this so much. Okay. Okay, he was in the meeting. Okay. Yeah, the Lord is so gracious, Yuki, to to give you strength, Wow. And I saw that thing about imagery, like God's going to give you some imagery in the imagery realm, where he can show you images of things that we need to see. Like we need to see something, he gives us an image of it. Like we're created in the image of Christ Jesus. Like he gives us images and different things of Christ. Okay, Jeff can hear it now? Okay. All right, good. Then you need to listen to that. Because what I saw, Jeff, was when Yuki told me what was going on, I saw calling me now and merge call with you. Okay. You mean on BlogTalk? Okay, BlogTalk. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure what you meant by that. Okay, let me know when he's on there, and I can just try to do my best to speak that word again. Just tell me when you're ready. He's on now. Okay. All right, Jeff, I ministered to you. You can listen to it tomorrow or whenever it comes up. But what I saw was like when Jesus was being bullied and harassed and, by the Pharisees, by the people who thought they were all that and they were greater than Jesus and we got more going on you. Who do you think you are? You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nobody, And you and your little group, you ain't got nothing going on. And so I saw like when they came and attacked him and tried to trip him up by trick questions and things that make him feel like a fool, which was their strategy, is to make him feel like a fool in front of other people. That was the bad part. That was the strategic part, was that they were trying to make him look like a fool, but in front of other people. As well as himself, and make him look like he didn't know what he was talking about, didn't look like he knew what he was doing. And so Jesus, so in that moment, when I saw this happening to you, I saw you like God giving you special wisdom, like giving you wisdom that you never got before. Like, wow, this caused me to tap into God giving me wisdom and giving me imagery to see things, like I've never had before. It's like God using it, the bullying, the pressure, the stuff, the intimidation to take you to a whole other level because, you're ready for this. It's like God saying, you're ready for this. And people that live in this stuff all the time, they're used to it. They learn to function in it, and they win, and they go for it. And like God is tapping you into a new territory, a new area. And because of that, you're going to find yourself with new answers, with new wisdom. Like Jesus would confound them with the wisdom that God gave him. Confound them. They were like going, they were staggering back like, oh my God. And instead of him looking like a fool, that Jesus, made them look like a fool. So they were the ones end up being intimidated. They were the ones who ended up being like shamed because that was their motive. They were trying to shame him. And therefore Jesus answered the question with mind-boggling imagery And they were like going, my God, where'd that come from? Like, and I saw that happening with you, God giving you imagery and information because they're doing that. And like God using it to bring, tap you into a new level of oil, to drill in the hole a little deeper so you can get some really rich oil from God. Hallelujah. My God, that's amazing, man. Yeah, like using intimidation as a diamond bit. You know, like they have these diamond bits that drill into the ground, drill into the hole, drill into the rock to get that oil, break through things. They use those diamond bits, and like, you know, like God using this to drill deeper in you, like very sharp, strong bits to drill inside you. That can what can come out of you is a deeper level of wisdom and grace and courageousness. That God giving you the courage to, you know, step into this new place, this new land that God's having you step into. When you step into a new place, you deal with new things, you deal with new monsters, you deal with new giants. That for the first time they dealt with giants, they hadn't dealt with giants before. You know, God had to prepare them to deal with giants. They were dealing with giant people. We're bigger than you. We're battering you. We'll smash you like a bug. And little did they know, when God's with you, yeah, no way. That ain't going to happen. Yeah. So in Jesus' name. Anyway, all right. You might listen to it. I think it was a little bit better when I gave it fresh, but you might check it out and see tomorrow. But all right. Okay. Thank you so much. Amazing. You need to hear this. Yes, I'm sure he did. Wow. He said good stuff. Okay, good. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. He's trying to surprise you. We're trying to surprise you as well. We just took the last minute flight today to go to Dallas. Oh, awesome. Let me know. Yeah, see what's going on. Very, very cool. All right, things are moving along, man. Things are breaking loose. I've been... As he knows, you know, you might have heard me say last night, maybe I don't feel me alone last night, but I'm feeling we've broken through or something. We've broken through, man, with some powerful stuff. And I don't know where the breakthroughs come from, but it's amazing. Something's happened. And it's really, really cool. Really, really cool. All right. Y'all let me know. And we'll get together, whatever. Okay. We will for sure. Amen. 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 All right. Thank you, guys. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Feel the Holy Spirit. Yeah, me too. I'm telling you, man, something is, we've gone deeper, boy. I tell you, we have gone deeper. Something has, we have drilled deeper. We broke through some things, broke through some fears, broke through some intimidations. We broke through, I mean, I'm talking about in general, you know, and me too. It's just, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. I guess that's it as far as I can tell. Awesome night. What a great night. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for building your people up and encouraging them and strengthening them. Really, really cool. Really, really awesome. All right, I guess I'm going to call it a night, y'all. That's it. Everybody's giving. And things are good. We're breaking through. I know that for sure. Like, it's already done. Like, we're into, it's the done room. And we're going to just see it, watch it happen, watch it unfold. You know, I don't mean that it's a hyper way. Yeah, literally. I mean, literally. Literally. All right. Okay. All right, good night, everybody. I guess we're going to call it a night. That's it. Thank you for everything. And I got distracted. All right, y'all. Thank you very much. It's been great. I'm going to call it a night. God bless everybody. Thank you. Bye.